Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
You've got to wonder why they've even had Republicans coming out and attacking the birthers. I've said all along, I don't know what the truth is about the providence of Barack Obama. He had all these different aliases, Barry Sitaro, live in all these different countries. The media lied about that early on. That's been confirmed. And now the way the White House and the media have been acting, where there is smoke, it looks like there's fire. My gut tells me he wasn't born in this country. But I always stick with issues I can prove. I like to stick with concrete info. Because people can't believe it, you know, 14 years ago, and I have government documents that are public saying they're taking your blood and giving it to the Pentagon and to the UN at birth, and now it's mainstream news. People don't believe me when I read official Google press releases 4 years ago that they're using laptop microphones and cameras to watch you. I mean, if people can't even believe me when I have all the admitted documented proof, yes, I've studied and researched. From the very start, the first 2 weeks, Phil Berg began to investigate it. He kicked it off. From the first 2 weeks, you heard about it here. But I've said I can't call myself a birther because I'm not 100%, but I think it should be investigated. Well, we've got attorney Phil Berg coming on in the next hour to break down big new developments like this one. LA Times, Arizona House panel approves bill requiring presidential candidates to show birth certificates. I have another headline that right at 50% of the legislature itself are saying right now they're not sure he's really natural born. And in a strange twist of fate, John McCain was born in the Panama Canal Zone, and at the time it wouldn't make him viable to be president. Under the law at the time, it's been changed. That's why Foreign Service people would always send their wives back to the U.S. to give birth. And then McCain lied and said that he was born at a military base, a U.S. base. One problem, that base wasn't open and didn't exist for 12 years after he was born. They don't even get their lies straight. But that's nothing compared to being an actual foreigner. But look, we know Obama became the first sitting president to be the head of the UN Security Council in total violation of the Constitution. We cover that in Fall of the Republic. In fact, guys, ask Aaron to give you a video clip of that, just to that 5-minute section from Fall of the Republic. I want to play that when Berg's on with us coming up in the next hour. So we'll be covering all of this today. And Lindsey Williams is joining us. And I appreciate Lindsey and all his research, and I believe he does have, in fact, I know who the source is, former oil company CEO that he worked with. And he's talked to the guy again, and this is what this particular elitist has been told is going to break down in the U.S., and it's been very accurate in the past. We'll see what happens, and I'm going to just go ahead and squeeze the whole story out of Lindsey in one sitting here today. That is coming up in 2.5 hours. He'll be on with us for an hour and a half. And yes, I'll be interspersing important news and information throughout the broadcast as well. You are listening to the number one alternative radio show in the world. We also have the number one and two alternative news websites, Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We have the number one viral documentary films on the web. Obama deception is numero uno now, according to all gauges, even passing Loose Change Up, which I've been proud to even been involved with that great film. And it's all because of you, the listeners, spreading the word. And it's because I have an understanding of the global system and do my research. And we work hard. We bust our butts here, and that's why we've got haters in the government, the media, and the grassroots. Lazy, narcissistic, deranged scum who are in their own private hells of being themselves, rotting human corpses. This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today. Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We're live. It is Thursday, the 25th day of February, 2010. We're going to be here for the next 3 hours and 58 minutes. Thank you so much for joining us. Lindsay Williams with the big breaking inside info. He'll be joining us in the last hour. Attorney Phil Berg, the father of the birther movement with new developments, will be joining us, like the Arizona legislature, voting and passing it out of committee. Looks like it's going to pass the full House to make presidents show their citizenship proof. I remember the media a year ago still saying it was a conspiracy theory that his real name is Barry Sotaro. Or Sotero. I mean, that's an admitted fact. It's just more and more it looks like Obama wasn't born in this country. And when they have big national Republican TV hosts saying birthers are as bad as truthers, as if truthers are bad, I mean, that is outrageous. And that shows how scared the system is. So that is coming up today. I have four big stacks of news here in front of me. Remember on Monday, Drudge linked to our story that was directly from Citibank's own website that the federal government has ordered them and every other major bank we've now confirmed has gotten the notice that they may hold your money, even if it's already deposited in the account, for 7 days. Now, the reason that's important is They can devalue your money. That's what they do. They say you can't get your money out for a week, and then when they let you get it out, it's been devalued. This is what's been done in hundreds of third world countries. Really, I should say thousands. You're like, but there aren't thousands of third world countries. There's 169 of them or so, depending on how you gauge it. Over 160. Well, I mean, Mexico's devalued their currency 20 times the last 100 or so years or more. Venezuela's done it more times than I even know. I mean, they just did it 2 months ago. Nigeria's done it. Every African country's done it. Asian countries. I mean, it went on in Germany in the Weimar Republic, bringing Hitler into power through that crisis. I mean, it's just, this is how it's done. Like changing a tire. We know what the bankers do. And it's now all over mainstream news. We're going to go over some of it, that the central banks set up the EU and are now robbing Spain, robbing Portugal, robbing Greece by design, just like Iceland, just like the U.S. I mean, it's the only issue. It's the issue that creates. It is the progenitor. It is the father. It sires all the corruption, all the money for the corrupt system. It empowers the corrupt elites to buy off whoever they want. And it's predatory. They want a world government to bring in carbon taxes and total control to consolidate everything into one mega global private banking corporation, as Gordon Brown called for last Friday in a speech, the Prime Minister of England. A global law. And who makes the law? A cartel of banks who met in secret 3 weeks ago in Sydney, Australia. That's the headline. Banks meet in secret. Secret location. The heads of our treasury departments of the world. They meet in secret. And now the EPA head says it doesn't matter if there's been no warming since 1995, and suddenly they've changed their story. They're going ahead with all the carbon taxes. That's coming up. Citibank controversy puts dubious FDIC guarantee back in the spotlight. The recent controversy surrounding Citibank's advisory to its customers, reserving the right to impose a 7-day restriction on withdrawals from their accounts, is a stark reminder of the vulnerability of a fractional reserve banking system and the FDIC's shaky guarantee that it can insure deposits in the event of a bank run. Won't be a bank run, it'll be a devaluation. As we reported last week, Citibank's notice informing its customers of the right to request 7 days' notice before funds can be withdrawn from all checking, savings, and money market accounts was necessary to ensure compliance with the Federal Reserve's regulations. Fox News Business reported on the little-known regulation yesterday in a piece by Daryl R. Isherwood. Yes, it's real. On Monday, people were sending me emails going, this isn't real. Oh, really? The direct link to Citibank's own website saying, okay. The requirement is part of a Regulation D of Securities Act of 1933, the last time they shut down the banks and devalued the money. It applies to all, that's the War Powers Act, it applies to all accounts classified as negotiable order of withdrawal, now accounts, basically interest-bearing checking and savings accounts, held by individuals and nonprofits. Banks are not required to hold reserves in place to cover now accounts, so that the rule prevents a run on withdrawals for which there are no reserves, states the report. So Fox News, reading from the government's own report, says this is to stop runs on the bank. For those still unaware of the fact, it may come as a shock that your bank has no reserves with which to cover withdrawals if there was a sudden loss of confidence and a good old run on the bank, as has happened on several occasions over the last 2 years in both the UK and the US. According to a spokeswoman, the bank changed the status of the bulk of its customer checking accounts last year to take advantage of the FDIC policy to provide unlimited account protection to certain types of accounts. When Citi transferred the accounts back to their original status, it triggered the notification of the 7-day requirement, states the reports. Although the FDIC claims it guarantees insurance to the tune of $250,000 per depositor per bank, the rising number of bank failures and those placed on the problem list has stoked fears that the tank is running dry. But see, that's not the larger issue. I talked to Dr. Roberts off air. It's that they will shut the banks down and devalue. And they don't want you running and getting your money out and having a spending spree before that happens. It's the old stories that are confirmed in Europe, particularly Germany, where you would go in to eat a meal during hyperinflation and let's say some Schweinenhaken and some Kartoffel and a side of strudel for your dessert cost 1,000 Deutschmarks, hypothetically, it would be 2,000 by the time you finished an hour and a half later. So you would come in and say, and they would have chalkboards with the menu constantly changing every hour what you had to pay. Until the famous film footage of a woman with a wheelbarrow of Deutschmarks trying to buy a loaf of bread. And that really happened. And that's how the bankers rob you. They print tens of trillions of the currency for themselves. When it has value, they buy up dams, media, weapons companies, politicians, real estate, everything. Hospitals, everything. And then they devalue it and leave you holding the bag. I mean, it's very simple. This has been done thousands of times in the last 150 years. Thousands. I mean, a study could be done. The average third world country has had devaluation every 5 years or so. And those are announced devaluations. They're always devaluing. See, when I was growing up, my dad explained to me with Mexican pesos how they were flimsy tin. He said, look, their currency's devalued. But he said, look, our coins used to be pure silver. Now they're only really silver plated. And now they're not even that. And pennies aren't even copper. See, we're like Mexico now. You've been robbed. And it's going to get worse and worse and worse. And the government just puts out fake reports saying the economy's better. Oh, your dollar's going further. Oh, big recovery. Hey. And Geithner and Bernanke go before the banking committees and say, we won't tell you where the money is. And Ron Paul and others say, okay, tell us. And they say, we have told you. And they say, well, tell us. Well, I won't tell you. I mean, I can't tell you how many videos I've got where they say, we do tell you everything. And they go, okay, tell me. I won't tell you. It's just a bunch of criminals running wild. And you've got a decadent population. The middle class has gotten pretty decadent in this country while we were being put into debt, being kind of tranquilized with milk and honey and bread and circus. And then now everything is shutting down. I mean, the economy is, I don't have to tell you out there, you know, it is falling apart and fast. And we haven't even seen the bottom yet. We're looking down this bottomless pit. We can't see the bottom. And until we identify the big private central banks as the parasites, as the criminals, as the problem, and stop obsessing over personalities and political parties. I mean, that's important to a certain extent, but only as far as you're educating the public that this government is run by a bunch of puppets. Obama was important to discredit so we could kill his agenda. When they were making him a big movie star, I put out two films that I know helped in devastating him. But now he just says, I'll just use executive orders and do whatever I want as a dictator. And so now we need to come back and fully expose him on the birther issue to fully cause him to be lame so that he can't carry this out.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't. Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now, get out of debt, and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 888-352-7726. That's 888-352-7726. 888-352-7726.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Originally, we the people have entrusted government to be the guardians of currency, to ensure purity, content, weights and measures of gold and silver coins citizens would use for commerce. This reinstalled confidence after the demise of the fiat continental system, wisdom being lost with time. The government we once entrusted to protect from counterfeit has colluded with private business, creating the largest fiat counterfeiting scheme our country ever experienced. This is not only a transfer of power to an institution that is not accountable to our elected government, but has also caused the dollar to lose more than 90 cents of its original value. Now foreign governments are trying to divest themselves from this once world reserve currency. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm offering a book that explains how the system works. Call me today at 800-686-2237. I will give you a silver dollar free just for purchasing the book. Call today at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
For safety, you lock doors, set alarms, buy antivirus software, maybe even have a watchdog. Do you care as much about your air and water? Lock out harmful poisons from entering your body with airandaqua.com. Using purification devices from airandaqua.com allows you to enjoy safety and security with every breath you make and every sip you take. For free shipping on purchases, discounts, and newsletters, visit airandaqua.com or call 866-380-2782. Shop airandaqua.com and purify your life.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. On placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Coming up, I'm going to play a clip of Ron Paul on the House floor talking about tyranny in America. Assassinations of Americans by their own government. A federal circuit court has ruled there's no Fourth Amendment that police with no probable cause can come in anyone's house anytime they want. That's coming up. Ladies and gentlemen, we are being imploded like a third world country. They put the police state in place, told you it was for terrorists. We have their internal documents. It's for the American people. And we've got a chance to get this message out to the people so they can identify the real enemy or it's over. We're being robbed and consolidated right now. And the federal government's announced that your money markets are not insured, period. They'll just take them. They have announced they'll hold your regular bank accounts. They have announced that they will take your private pension funds. The government will take them and then tax them and then give you a small portion back. This is all being announced. Absolutely criminal. Because if you'll put up with them stealing 28 plus trillion, you know, the news is finally saying 23.7. That's a 6 month old number. It's over 28 trillion and that's a 2 month old number. Probably 30 trillion by now, but Bloomberg said 28 trillion a few months ago and they have the documents. The point is, if you'll put up with that, you'll put up with anything. And if you'll put up with Treasury Secretary Geithner and much of the Congress and the White House not paying their taxes, but then with no due process, they put liens on your house, your business, your bank account, and take everything you've got. And a lot of businesses aren't paying all their supposed taxes because they can't. And then 800-plus cities, including where I live, the illegal aliens don't have to pay taxes, don't get DWIs, don't have to have driver's license. They get to not pay their power bill because they get to use fake matricula cards, and they just use a new one when their power gets cut off. The point is, this is a system run by criminals at every level. It's now happened. We are officially a tyranny. And now the tyranny wants to start shutting down free speech. You know, when Hitler got into power in 33, he didn't shut down free speech right away. It took him 5-6 years to really lock it down. And he staged terror attacks to get it done. Firebomb your own building. Attack your own military base. It's the oldest trick in the book. But this article by Paul Joseph Watson, who's just on fire. I mean, Watson is such a great... He's written two articles this morning. Citibank controversy puts dubious FDIC guarantee back in the spotlight. Get this article out to everybody. Greenspan told Bloomberg in an interview, worst financial crisis ever, including the Great Depression. That's a quote. Oh, yeah, we're in trouble. But the banks and the media keep telling you everything's okay. So you just stand down and think there's going to be a light at the end of the tunnel. So you just kind of stand down and just hope and just maybe I'll win the lottery. Maybe a leprechaun will give me a pot of gold. Maybe an Easter bunny will give me some golden eggs. Maybe my neighbor will give me a golden goose. You discredit the bankers and you say, we're not paying this debt like Iceland's done. Oh, Greece is being totally absorbed by the EU. They set up debt rules where they couldn't print their own money to get out of it. And then they send in a Goldman Sachs operative to literally bring the country into receivership, just like it's Nigeria or Argentina. I mean, the bankers land, they take over your country with men in black sunglasses with submachine guns surrounding them. And they march into armored compounds. And all over the U.S., all over Europe, police departments are being built with armored walls around them. Machine gun nest. To get into them, naked body scanners. Look at this article. U.S. diplomats add a moat to their expenses at the $1 billion London embassy. And it said it's to stop rioters in the future from getting in. I mean, the government is building moats and walls. And using their unlimited funds of taxpayer money to shift now, and this has been the last 6 years, to the number one government-funded scholarship is for law enforcement, homeland security, spying. They got your kids, and they're just laughing. Look, your kids want jobs. We're giving them black uniforms, weapons, and we're telling them go wild. Shut up, slaves. We've got you now. You better take over your counties and cities and states peacefully. You better get good sheriffs in, like Sheriff Mack says, and you better stand tall and stand strong against this criminal takeover. And the good news is that's happening. Will they be able to roll to hijack, to Shanghai, to bushwhack, to rob the United States and Europe? Are they going to get away with it? That is up to you. You will decide the destiny of the Republic. This is the battle for the Republic.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
This is not a drill.
Repeat,
this is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun-caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
Senator Rockefeller, Barack Obama's staff, Cass Sunstein, have all called for censoring the internet and specifically conspiracy theories like man-made global warming not being real. And now Cryptome.org, we've got him joining us tomorrow. Network Solutions shut down his website, took his domain, and erased everything. Outside a court of law, just did it because Cryptome posted an internal manual for law enforcement without warrants to track everything you're doing on Microsoft systems on your computer. Lawless, warrantless wiretapping. They expose the crime, and their website is obliterated. And I noticed that in New Zealand and Australia and other areas of the world, it was InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and Cryptome. Notice those videos. and reports we put out in the last month mention Cryptome. Now they're gone. Oh, the censorship isn't real. It's not going on. It's not happening. Oh, really? Now a website around for more than a decade, gone. WikiLeaks in most countries, shut down, can't get it. And it's all being done so the system can rob you. And all over Europe and the United States, simultaneously, police are arresting people everywhere for videotaping parades. Or police, you'll be 100 yards away, the cops are beating somebody up, you film it, they walk up and charge you with wiretapping. When there are no laws against videotaping, there is no reasonable expectation of privacy on the street. That's how they put cameras up and watch you. And I had a big stack of police corruption news a few days ago. I was in cover. I didn't even get to it. It was cops robbing banks and cops beating people up and cops walking up to a group of women standing on a street corner and saying, get out of here. And the lady says, why? So they arrest her. And courts ruling there's no Fourth Amendment. I mean, it's here. You've got foreign banks that came in and stole this blind. They set up Northcom and Homeland Security, and they've got 3 million cops and growing that will do whatever they're told, like North Korea or Mexico or China. And for good police, you better speak up and say something. First, let's play this Ron Paul video that's up on PrisonPlanet.com. Ron Paul on tyranny in America. Listen to how far we've already fallen. And once they remove the dam, once the hedge is removed of protection, it's unlimited. That's the thing about tyranny. It races. It gallops. It sprints. It goes up to light speed. It took 100+ years to get to this point of the Bill of Rights being in tatters, and now they're just burning away the final shreds.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. My topic for this evening is now it's assassinations. What have we allowed ourselves to become? Are we no longer a nation of laws? Have we become instead a nation of men who make secret arrests? Are secret prisons now simply another tool of the federal government law enforcement? Is secret rendition of individuals now permitted out of misplaced fear? Have we decided that the writ of habeas corpus is not worth defending? Is torture now an acceptable tool for making us safe? Unfortunately, the single answer to all of these questions from the leaders of our country and to many of our citizens appears to be yes. And now we are told that assassination of foreigners as well as American citizens is legitimate and necessary to provide security for our people. It is my firm opinion that nothing could be further from the truth. Secret arrests, secret renditions, torture, and assassinations are illegal under both domestic and international law. These activities should be anathema to the citizens of a constitutional republic. The real threat doesn't arise from our failure to torture, rather desensitizing our nation to the willful neglect and sacrifice of our civil liberties fought and died for over the centuries is the threat. The concept of habeas corpus existed even before King John of England was forced in 1215 by his rebellious barons to sign the Magna Carta. This basic principle and expression of individual liberty, which has survived 800 years, greatly influenced the writing of our Constitution and our common law heritage. Today, we hardly hear a whimper, either from the American people or a stone silent U.S. government as our cherished liberties are eradicated. Instead, we have a government that deliberately orchestrates needless fear and makes people insecure enough to ignore the reality of their lost liberties. The latest outrage is the current administration's acknowledgement that we now have a policy that permits assassination not only of foreign suspects, but of American citizens as well. Of course, the CIA has used secret assassinations in a limited fashion for decades, despite international, domestic, and moral law. When done secretly, as in the past, our government at least recognized that assassination was illegal and wrong. Frighteningly and astonishingly, however, the policy is now explicit. National Intelligence Director Dennis Blair, in open testimony before the House Intelligence Committee on February 3rd of this year, acknowledged that American citizens can indeed be assassinated at our government's discretion. The U.S. government attempted to assassinate Anwar al-Awlaki in Yemen without even charging him with a crime. We're told this evidence is secret, that he does not deserve any constitutional rights, and that some unknown individual in the administration has the authority to declare him a threat, and therefore a legitimate target for assassination. Yes, I know he is probably a very bad person. Yes, I know that only a few Americans are on the assassination hit list. Yes, I know that artificially generated fear makes a large number of Americans inclined to applaud this effort, which supposedly will make us safe. But if this becomes standard operating procedure and a permanent precedent is established, let me assure you that this abuse of the law will spread. It's time for Congress and the American people to wake up to the realities of the dangers we face. We must remember as members of Congress that we have taken an oath to protect and defend the Constitution from all enemies, foreign and domestic. It should not be that difficult to distinguish the difference between the danger posed by the underwear bomber and the danger posed by a government that endorses secret prisons, torture, and assassinating American citizens. And I yield back the balance of my time.
Now, let's go across the pond to an article written by Paul Joseph Watson today at PrisonPlanet.com. Nigel Farage attacks Bilderberg EU president as quiet assassin of nation states. And it's all over the European news, even in Reuters, that the EU was set up by private central banks to go in and then mandate big government spending and then bankrupt countries and completely and totally take them over. Here is Nigel Farage. He, by the way, is joining us tomorrow, a member of the European Union Parliament, talking about how Herman Van Rompuy, who's always calling for global government, is an illegitimate fraud. Here it is.
You have the charisma of a damp rag and the appearance of a low-grade bank clerk. And the question that I want to ask, that we're all going to ask is, who are you? I'd never heard of you. Nobody in Europe had ever heard of you. I would like to ask you, President, who voted for you? And what mechanism? Oh, I know democracy's not popular with you lot. And what mechanism do the peoples of Europe have to remove you? Is this European democracy? Well, I sense, though, that you're competent and capable and dangerous. And I have no doubt that it's your intention to be the quiet assassin of European democracy and of the European nation states. You appear to have a loathing for the very concept of the existence of nation states. Perhaps that's because you come from Belgium, which of course is pretty much a non-country. But since you took over, we've seen Greece reduced to nothing more than a protectorate. Sir, you have no legitimacy in this job at all, and I can say with confidence that I can speak on behalf of the majority of the British people in saying we don't know you, we don't want you, and the sooner you're put out to grass, the better.
That's what you do. You call these unelected globalist crooks out. Gordon Brown is unelected. You know, he just stepped in for Tony Blair when he left. So what is that? 16 years since an election for prime minister in England? Shifting gears back to the United States, this is from Reason Magazine. Judge Alex Kaczynski, the Fourth Amendment is gone. Welcome to the fishbowl. That's a quote. Means you live in a fishbowl. Well, of course. I mean, Microsoft, without warrants, spies on everything. Their internal manual comes out for police. They're just all watching you, using microphones, cameras in your house. You know, the Austin police chief about 6-8 months ago was in studio here, and he had one of his lieutenants here, and he was bragging, oh, we got better surveillance than the feds. And I said, oh, like cameras and microphones? This is out in the green room. And people's computers dial into those, and the guy started smiling, and the police chief said, shut up, don't talk. You're here to be with me, not to talk. Be quiet. Well, I don't need the Austin police to tell me that they can dial into my cell phone, or if I had OnStar, which I don't, or into my house and listen and watch me. I'm not stupid like the other cattle you feed on. But what does this federal judge say? Last week, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals denied an en banc rehearing of the case United States versus Lemus, which dealt with warrantless police search of a suspect's home after he was arrested outside of it. As a result of the Ninth Circuit's denial, the search will stand, which has left Chief Judge Alex Kaczynski none too happy. In dissenting vote in the ruling, Kaczynski basically accused his colleagues of abandoning the Fourth Amendment. And here is his dissenting opinion, or his minority report. This is an extraordinary case. Our court approves without blinking a police sweep of a person's home without a warrant, without probable cause, without reasonable suspicion, and without, what's that word, exigency. In other words, with nothing, or exigent, yeah, with nothing at all to support the entry except the curiosity of the police always have about what they might find if they go rummaging around a suspect's home. Once inside, the police manage to turn up a gun in plain view, stuck between two cushions of the living room couch, as we reward them by upholding the search. And we reward them by upholding the search. Did I mention that this was an entry into someone's home, the place where the protection of the Fourth Amendment are supposedly at their zenith? That's where the man's home is his castle. The opinion misapplies Supreme Court precedent, conflicts with our own case law, and is contrary to the great weight of authority in other circuits. It is also the only case I know of in any jurisdiction covered by the Fourth Amendment where invasion of a home has been approved based on no showing whatsoever. Nada. Gar nictus. Guess that's Latin for no evidence. Rain du tout bupkis. Again, I don't know Latin. These judges all speak in it. It all goes back to that. Whatever may have been left of the Fourth Amendment after United States versus Black is now gone. This is the judge, the chief judge. The evisceration of this crucial constitutional protector of the sanctity and privacy of what Americans consider their castles is pretty much complete. Welcome to the fishbowl. That's up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And I have the ruling. I have the United States Court of Appeals for the Ninth Circuit, number 08-50403. United States of America, plaintiff appellee versus Juan Herman Lemus, defendant appellate. Gotta love it. You know, you think the general public lies. Growing up, I thought everybody was like me. I would never lie, even on my enemies. And then I found out in life and business that most people are liars. They're delusional. They just say whatever they want and play the victim. That's one of the favorite things out there. And just will make up whatever they want. It's like all these court cases we've seen where somebody fires a woman employee and they say sexual harassment. It turns out, you know, they brag on audio tape how they made it up. It's just sick. You think the general public is filled with scallywags and liars, a large percentage, not a majority. What about government and tyranny, Tyrannus? I mean, you've got to have protections against this, and it's all being swept away. All being removed. We know what tyranny is. It's like you start feeling bad at work. You got a headache, you're sweating, you get a fever. You barely make it home. You run in, you vomit in the toilet. You get diarrhea. You've got the flu or some type of stomach cold. I mean, you know you're sick. America's got sores all over it, has 110 fever. We got blood coming out our eyes. We got warts all over us. We're shriveling up. We're on the verge of dying as a republic. Frankly, we're dead, but we could be shocked with electro, convulsive paddles to the chest. And I'm living in a tyranny. And I stay here because there's really nowhere to run. If there was some Valhalla free nation standing up against the New World Order that wasn't under the control of these banks, I would hop on a ship with my family and I'd be gone. There is nowhere to run, ladies and gentlemen. So I got to stand and fight the hordes of the New World Order. And you do too. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Lose 1 to 2 pounds a day the healthy way and keep it off with the help of the entire Real HCG diet. With an average weight loss of 1.5 to 2 pounds a day, you can be in that bikini or swimming suit in no time. You've heard of people spending over $700 for this exact same diet at doctor's offices? Now you can start the entire HCG diet for under $100. YourHCG.com is the largest HCG reseller in the entire country, and we want to help you. We have helped thousands of people shed unwanted weight, so call YourHCG.com today. No prescription required. No doctor visit required. No painful injections. With every purchase, we'll provide you with everything you need, including your supply of HCG, unlimited one-on-one phone and email support from one of our amazing health coaches, in addition to a large list of menus, diets, and much more. Visit www.yourhcg.com or call us at 877-748-2709 to order your HCG today. Again, that's 877-748-2709 at yourhcg.com. We love you.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
As the economy continues to decline, patriots across a nation are preparing for the worst. The world is changing fast. Are you fully prepared? Or will you be forced to eat government soup? At PatriotFood.com, we offer you 135 pounds of dehydrated food and 6 varieties of canned meat for half price. And at SurvivalistSeeds.com, we now offer 50 non-GMO varieties of vegetables and over 10,000 heirloom seeds. That's twice as many as our competition for the same price. PatriotFood.com and SurvivalistSeeds.com. Food insurance, just in case. Owned by me, Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me radio show.
State governments are moving to make you get a license and home inspections to be able to have a garden because you might grow marijuana. They promised us that globalization, NAFTA and GATT, would give us milk and honey. Ha! Democracy don't rule the world. This world is ruled by violence.
This world is ruled by violence.
And that's what the globalists take. They want you to live like somebody in Manhattan or Chicago. Totally disarmed, highest crime rates in the country, corrupt police, mafia running everything. They hate it that 16-plus million guns have been sold in the last year and a half. They hate it that there's hundreds of millions of guns and 150 million gun owners and growing. They hate it the polls have shifted from half the public wanting gun control to over 75% in major polls not wanting it. The world is turning against the globalist. They want to disarm you. It's such a good feeling in my home at night knowing I've got firearms. And if the government or criminals or home invaders ever are able to get our guns, they're going to have their way with us. And that's why Obama, in that internal speech that got leaked to his supporters, said these bitter clingers, clinging to their guns, clinging to their Bibles, we're going to get them. These are conquerors. They think you're here to be ruled by them. It's not going to happen. Steve Watson wrote a big story. It's up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. EPA chief says they don't care if the earth hasn't been heating since 1995, which they now admit. It's settled, they say. They've got to save the earth with all their taxes. Let's play the EPA chief saying this. Here it is.
Do you agree with Dr. Phil Jones, at the former head of the climate research unit at University of East Anglia, that there has been no statistically significant global warming since 1995?
I believe all the new information we have doesn't lead to any different conclusion than what we reached in the endangerment finding, and that is that the climate is changing and that the mankind is responsible in part for that change and that we need to move aggressively. We need to move to clean energy legislation. We need to move to addressing carbon and putting a price on carbon.
So to what extent?
That from the good folks at CNS News, Cyber News Service. So, there you have it. Doesn't matter if all their science is a fraud. They don't care, and they don't care if the Senate won't pass the bill. They're going to do it. And the federal government's rule that John Yoo and Alberto Gonzalez saying children can be tortured in front of their parents is good. And John Yoo was interviewed. I got another video clip coming up later. Former White House lawyer saying, yeah, we can kill a whole village of innocent people if we want. We're the government. We're above the law. We can do whatever we want, whenever we want, however we want. Well, you're tyrants. There's no doubt about it. And the government is completely criminal and illegitimate, period. And a lot of you in the past said, let them be corrupt. You know, let them run things. I got my house, my car, my beer. Well, they're going to take that away from you, Jack. The establishment, Joe Sixpack, John Doe out there, Sally Soccer Mom, they're going to take everything you've got. They're not going to give you any quarter. What did Thomas Jefferson say about tyranny? The level of tyranny you will live under is whatever level you put up with. It will grow and grow and grow. It will never stop, and more evil people will get into positions.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCM Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Huge new developments dealing with the entire birther issue and the progenitor, the father of the birther movement, attorney Phil Berg, will be joining us in the next segment for the rest of the hour. Big new developments on multi fronts. This is important information. Please call your friends and family, everyone you know. They need to hear this. The media misconstrues and demonizes the birthers. Even Glenn Beck does it, saying they're dangerous and bad. And it's outrageous when more than half of registered Republicans in major polls, I've seen as high as 57%, say they believe the providence of his birth is in serious question. So that is coming up. And Lindsey Williams with breaking news will be joining us in the hour after that. And I've got a lot of other news I haven't even gotten to yet that we're also going to be covering. I also want to remind listeners, whether you're listening on AM, FM, Global Shortwave, Internet Streams at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv, that we simulcast always 2 hours, but a lot of days all four or three. Today it'll be 2 hours and 52 minutes of the show. We're going to start simulcasting at PrisonPlanet.tv in the next segment with attorney Phil Berg, father of the birther movement, first guy to notice this information. He's a Democrat, by the way. He just was worried about this in the Democratic Party, so investigated it. You can watch us live at PrisonPlanet.tv if you're a PrisonPlanet.tv member. 15 cents a day, $5.95 a month, the cost of two cups of Starbucks coffee, and it funds so much of our operation. I want to thank all the great PrisonPlanet.tv members. In April, PrisonPlanet.tv will be 6 years old. Thousands and thousands of audio and video files. All of my films in super high quality, an armory of resistance on any subject. Deadly vaccines, bioweapons, government-sponsored terror, Obama's birth certificate, expanded extras that aren't on the DVDs just for PrisonPlanet.tv members. PrisonPlanet.tv, my book, Paul Watson's book, now both out of print, ebooks. The archive of the live TV show, a higher quality podcast, commercial free of the show, PrisonPlanet.tv, 15 cents a day. And don't forget the online video bookstore / Patriot apparel store at Infowars.com. You can get Jesse Ventura's new book, $5 off, and get a free film, a $45 value for $19.95 at Infowars.com. We've got deals where you get Fall of the Republic and get a free T-shirt. We've never slashed prices like we are now because our main mission is getting this material and information out, and we know the economy is falling apart. And so we are slashing prices to get all this information out to everybody. And so be sure and visit Infowars.com, the online video bookstore, apparel store. You can also call toll-free 888-253-3139 and ask them about different combos and specials, 888-253-3139. Get Fall of the Republic, get a free T-shirt. Get Endgame, get a free T-shirt. You can't beat these deals. You can get a free Reflections and Warnings or a free Loose Change Final Cut with Jesse Ventura's new hardcover book that isn't even out yet, but I got thousands of them sitting here. We're going to start shipping them out at the start of the next month. Ventura, by the way, is going to be on with us coming up. Back from Mexico, a new word on whether a show's getting picked back up. Conspiracy Theory with Jesse Ventura. Again, ladies and gentlemen, your purchase, your support via the online video bookstore is what makes this operation possible and your PrisonPlanet.tv memberships. And I want to thank all of you. And hey, if you can't buy the books and videos, all my films are online for free at YouTube and Google. It's not the highest quality, but it gets the job done. Email it out to everybody you know. You can also help the show by spreading the word. That's how you wake people up, sending them a link to the internet stream or to the free Apple iPhone app that we have that 20,000 people downloaded in the last 2 weeks. That there's banners for that up on Infowars.com. We'll be right back with attorney Phil Byrd. Stay with us.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
One major world crisis away from having a totalitarian type of system.
The main event is the wholesale destruction of the world economy.
The push for every nation on the globe to identify and number all of its citizens.
Friends, I hope that you will order Shadow Government from Infowars.com. We also have some specials when you get some of our other films half price when you order Shadow Government. A new level in production quality and in information. It exposes how a cashless society surveillance beast grid of total control is being put into place. This film needs to be seen. Everybody needs to get it. So order yours today. Show it to your friends, your family, your church, your neighbors, your boss, your employees. Shadow Government, ladies and gentlemen, get your copy at Infowars.com today. Shadow Government. It gives Big Brother a black eye. Available at Infowars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We are live now, 8 minutes into the second hour on this 25th day of February, 2010. It is Thursday. Websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. For the rest of the hour, we are joined by attorney Philip J. Byrd, a former deputy attorney general of Pennsylvania, former candidate for governor of the U.S., Senate in Democratic primaries, former chair of the Democratic Party in Montgomery County, former member of the Democratic State Committee and attorney with offices in Montgomery County, PA, and an active practice in Philadelphia, PA. Phil is a paid life member of the NAACP and voluntary fire police for 27 years. His website is ObamaCrimes.com. And we've had Jerome Corsi on about this day one, a year and a half ago, 2 years ago now. But the first person to really research this, because he was concerned about it back when it was in the Democratic primaries, I guess almost 2 years ago, almost two years ago, was Phil Byrd. And he just asked the question. I mean, we know this guy's name was Barry Sitaro. We know he lived in foreign countries. We know he went to madrasas. We're not saying that's a bad thing to go to madrasas. The point is, the media would say it's a wild conspiracy theory. His name wasn't Barry Sitaro. Then they sealed all his records. No, his name was Barry Sitaro. That's now admitted. The point is they're lying about things that are admitted. Then we got a certificate of a birth certificate. But more and more, and this is what I've always focused on, it's the fake names. and it's being adopted in Indonesia because there's only a few countries like England and Israel and a few others where you can have dual citizenship and still be allowed to be a U.S. citizen, much less the president. And now Glenn Beck is attacking Berg every week. And again, I'm tired of going after Glenn Beck. It's just he was in the news saying global warming was real in USA Today Sunday on the weekend edition. I've seen him put Phil Berg next to Van Jones and then next to Deborah Medina and say all these people are bad. I mean, just incredible behavior. So that tells me they're desperate if now mainline talk show host, not just Beck, but other big Republicans, are attacking Phil Berg. In my experience, Phil Berg is somebody who wants the truth. Yes, he called for an investigation of 9/11 and the deadly dust, just like six of the 10 commissioner members did. So he gets demonized for that. And they say, oh, well, he was supporting Hillary's why he did this. This is Beck. No, he did this because he was concerned with the Democratic Party. He's a Democrat. And I now, from the preponderance of evidence, it's 60-40. It's leaning towards him really not being eligible. And then you get into the math of it. And I know there's big new developments, but I want Phil, for new listeners and people that aren't really understanding this and just seen the media's kind of boil down, deceptive boil down of what's happening and who birthers are, to talk to the father of the birther movement and you know, recap the history of this. But they are acting very, very suspicious now. They're getting desperate. Beck says 5% of conservatives are birthers. I've seen polls of 57% of registered Republicans questioning his birth. In fact, search engine that for folks for the TV audience. Majority of conservatives question Obama's birth certificate. And I've seen that headline everywhere. I mean, here's one LA Times today. Arizona House panel approves bill requiring presidential candidates to show birth certificates. Nearly half of the Arizona legislature wants to force President Barack Obama to show his birth certificate to state officials if he runs for re-election. A state House committee on Tuesday approved the measure, sponsored 40 of the state's 90 legislatures. It would require the presidential candidates who want to appear on the ballot in Arizona to submit documents proving that they meet the requirements to be president. And it goes on, bill requiring citizenship proof for president contenders passes House committee. And it passed in a 6-1 vote. So 6-1. So it's a deception to say 5% of America are truthers and 5% are birthers. And to say birthers are dangerous, bad people. That's a Glenn Beck quote. I mean, that's political suicide. I think that hurt him more and why he's lost 12% of his audience, according to Nielsen, in the last 3 weeks, than just demonizing and setting up Deborah Medina in Texas. I believe he lost a lot of his viewers over the birther issue. Now, I'm going to shut up. I've kind of laid some of the background and groundwork here. Phil Berg wants to talk about the absolute proof that he is an Indonesian citizen. His name's Barry Sitaro. So his name's even fake, folks. That's confirmed. The president has an alias. And it's one thing if you're a talk radio host and have an alias or a movie star or something. My name's really Alex Jones. But a lot of times when people do have aliases, I know some here locally, it's because they have criminal histories. Okay, and again, his records are all sealed. To break it all down is attorney Phil Berg. Phil, thanks for being here with us.
Alex, a pleasure to be on with you again, and you have great listeners out there. And I think we're really getting to Obama. Significant for everyone. And first off, real quick, my background. Lifelong Democrat, candidate for governor in the United States Senate in the Democratic primaries in Pennsylvania, and many others, which they can find out on my website, ObamaCrimes.com. Lifelong Democrat, and also then they throw at me I'm a racist. Well, I happen to be a pay-to-play member of the NAACP, so I'm not a racist. I just believe we should have, you know, equal rights in this country. The rights given to us through our Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, and the Bill of Rights. And what we have here is, real quick, is everyone knows that Arnold Schwarzenegger, people have talked to him about him running for president for the last 10 or 15 years, and he constantly says, then amend the Constitution, because he admits he's from Austria, and he admits he doesn't fulfill the requirements. The requirements requirements for president under our U.S. Constitution are simple. Number one, you're 35 years of age. Number two, you lived in this country for 14 years. And number three, you'd be a natural-born citizen. Arnold Schwarzenegger acknowledges he's not. Obama doesn't say anything directly, but by not saying it, he's walking all over the Constitution. He's saying, I don't care about the Constitution. As Alex, you just said, all his records are sealed. We really know nothing about this individual. It's really outrageous that here we are 13 months after he's sworn into office that we still don't know anything. But this is significant, and I think we're making headway. I'll tell you why. First off, Nixon went down, everyone, not on the Watergate break-in. He went down on the cover-up. But we now have Obama in office 13 months, and it's a cover-up. Significant, I put out a press release 2 weeks ago calling for a birth certificate march on Washington. We don't have the date yet. As soon as we set the date, we'll have it on our website now, because I'll call you so we can talk about it on air. But significant was the next day was the National Prayer Breakfast in Washington, D.C. And at the end of the breakfast, Obama spoke, and he said, and I'm paraphrasing, but the exact words are on my website. At the end of it, he said, no one should question my faith. And then he paused, and he said, or my citizenship. I really think we're cracking. I think we're really getting to Obama or the people around him, because many times, and I'm sure I said on your show before, but I'll reiterate, when all is said and done, Barack Obama, actually his real name is Barry Sotura, we'll go into that, Michelle Obama, Howard Dean, the former head of the Democratic National Committee, other officials of the Democratic National Committee, senior campaign officials, and now senior administration officials who know that he's a phony and a fraud, should be brought into our criminal justice system and should be tried, and those convicted should go to jail. And Obama should go to jail, and also he should be deported. The reason I'm mentioning that is, and I'm going to be putting out a press release shortly on this, I drafted it months ago, but this, the timing's right. What we need is a deep throat. We need the deep throat regarding Obama, because that's what broke it with the Watergate. Because, and I think it's going to happen because we're now, with him saying, don't question my citizenship, and Glenn Beck now going to town, I don't know about this week, last week, I know he spoke about me 3 days. He had my picture up on his blackboard. I tried to confront him this, I couldn't get to him this past Saturday. I was in Washington, D.C. at the CPAC convention, 210, which is basically all the conservatives in the country. He was a keynote speaker at the end, but I couldn't get to him. I gave something to one of his aides. I'm sure he won't respond. I challenged him on your show right here. I challenged Glenn Beck to a debate anytime.
Well, Dummy, did you see the video where he pointed at you and said, these people hate America?
No, I haven't seen that. I have to see that because I want to see what he's saying, because what he's doing is he's on the verge of bringing out the crazies to come after me. And I have always called for one thing. He called me an obstructionist, I know. I have always called for a peaceful revolution. I don't want anything to happen to Obama. I don't want to turn him into a martyr. There's some other people out there are talking about different things. I want a peaceful revolution. Our march in Washington is going to be peaceful.
Notice Beck keeps saying, that's what he does. He puts your picture up and Van Jones, and then points in your direction and says, these people hate America, these birthers, these truthers, they want to hurt you, President. They don't let them be in your administration. They'll kill you. No, he said that literally scores of times. So he's invoking this idea of violence. Very dangerous.
And if you can get me the actual clip from that, because if he said that, I'm going to ask for a retraction. And if he won't retract it, I'm going to sue him, because that's what's dangerous right now. If everyone's looked at what I've been doing, this is now my 19th month doing this. I've always called for peaceful revolution. I've called for doing this through the legal system. And since the legal system is so slow, we're going to have this birth certificate march in Washington, probably late May, early June. And we're getting a fabulous response all across this country, because every one of your listeners can identify with a birth certificate, because they must show a birth certificate between 1 and 10 times in their lifetime. Everyone needs it for a passport. Everyone needs it to register for Little League. You need it for different things, for marriage, or you need it for scholarships or college or school. The best one, you're down there in Texas. A woman sent me an email a while back from Texas, and she said, I registered my nephew for school. At the end of the registration, my nephew said to the principal, can I ask you a question? Principal said, sure. He said, how come I had to show my birth certificate to register for school, but Obama didn't have to show it to become president? And that says it all when a 13-year-old can identify with
him. And then they lie and say he's shown his birth certificate. He hasn't.
Well, no, he hasn't. And you get people who look like fools, like Chris Matthews, shaking a piece of paper saying this is his birth certificate. No one has seen the birth certificate. What people have seen is not even a for real document, because at the bottom of the document it says if there's any alteration, it's invalid. What people have seen is a certification of live birth, which was even forged. And that was put on their campaign website.
All right, stay there, Phil. I want to come back and recap, though, and get into the Indonesian situation, the Barry Sotero, who this guy really is, because the birth certificate's only part of it.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Is it safe to breathe anymore? Crowded public places, global pandemics, and news reports of potential new strains of bacteria and viruses make you wonder. What if there was a germ-killing nasal spray that acted almost like hand sanitizer for your nose? There is. It's called Sinofresh Homeopathic Nasal Spray, and it's a proven germ killer. Sinofresh is a revolutionary doctor-recommended nasal spray that kills a broad spectrum of viruses, bacteria, molds, and fungi on contact in your nose. Sinofresh causes no drug interactions, no loss of smell, no rebound congestion, contains no alcohol, is non-habit forming, and is safe for daily use. Sinofresh must be a part of your family survival plan. Go to GCNlive.com now and click on the Sinofresh banner. The first 1,000 customers to click on the Sinofresh banner and purchase Sinofresh antiseptic nasal spray are instantly registered to win a free 24-bottle case. Go to GCNlive.com and click on Sinofresh. Breathe free, breathe safe. Use Sinofresh. It works.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
One major world crisis away from having a totalitarian type of system.
The main event is the wholesale destruction of the world economy.
The push for every nation on the globe to identify and number all of its citizens.
Friends, I hope that you will order Shadow Government from InfoWars.com. We also have some specials where you can get some of our other films half price when you order Shadow Government. A new level in production quality and in information. It exposes how a cashless society, surveillance, beast grid of total control is being put into place. This film needs to be seen. Everybody needs to get it. So order yours today. Show it to your friends, your family, your church, your neighbors, your boss, your employees. Shadow Government, ladies and gentlemen, get your copy at InfoWars.com today. Shadow Government. It gives Big Brother a black eye. Available at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. You know they're scared when they've got Republicans attacking the birthers. And you've got legislatures passing or in the process of passing laws, and the states do run the federal government, saying you want to be on the ballot here, you got to show your birth certificate. Now, let's shift gears. I mean, to the key here. And it's the fact that his real name is Barry Sotero. He became an Indonesian citizen. He got adopted by a foreign family. And you talk about this, and the mainstream media says that's a lie when that's on record, Phil Berg.
Absolutely. The key really, you know, the bloggers on the Internet, they try to say they saw a birth certificate, everything. We fight back and forth. But we raised the issue then. We shifted it. The issue really is, everyone out there, the fact that he was adopted or even acknowledged in Indonesia. In his books, he's sort of bound by certain things. Number one, in one of his books, he says he found his birth certificate. So it's baloney that he can't produce it. The reason he can't produce it will show that he was born in Kenya. But the second thing in his book, he says his parents had been divorced. He says, my stepfather, Lolo Sotoro, returned to Indonesia before my mother and I. Well, that's significant because in the 1960s, Indonesia was at war. The only ones who could go to school there were those that were natural of Indonesia. He became natural because he was adopted or acknowledged. We have a school record on our website. His school record indicates his name is Barry Sotoro, S-O-E-T-O-R-O. His nationality is Indonesia, and his religion is Islam. Ladies and gentlemen, if he hasn't legally changed his name is his adopted name, Barry Sotoro. That is his name.
And that's what it was in college, and that's why it's all sealed.
That's right. That's why he's sealed. Well, I also think he sealed his records because I think it'll show he applied for and received foreign aid. Obama is the biggest hoax in the history of our country in over 230 years. He's a phony. He's a fraud. I'm not mentioning words here. I've been saying this, and I need the American support behind me. You know, follow me on ObamaCrimes.com. We're going to have a march on birth certificate march in Washington. Everyone bring a copy of your birth certificate. And we're going to demand that either he produced that he showed that he's constitutionally qualified, or we're going to ask him, demand that he resign, because Congress won't do anything right now. Congress should be impeached. This is a disaster what they have done and allowed. We're in a constitutional crisis, because once we get past that, who becomes president? That's a whole new issue, another whole...
Well, let me just throw this in for you before we go to break in a long segment, time to flesh this out. He says he's going to sign executive orders on the carbon taxes, doesn't care what the Congress says. They stonewalled ClimateGate, said it didn't exist. That blew up in their face. I mean, it shows this is the most lying administration we've ever seen, worse than Nixon, worse than Clinton, worse than Bush. He said no lobbyists. All he hired was lobbyists. He said not going to expand wars, expanded the wars. He said no signing statements, went back on that. I mean, this guy is continuing and expanding torture. I mean, this guy is a complete and total fraud. And from your deep research, lay it out, looking at this, what is Obama's real story?
I mean, he's not constitutionally qualified. And the fact is, Alex, the reason he's doing the legislation he's doing and the reason his cabinet, think about it for a minute. I think the higher-ups in this country, the power brokers, the money people, said, we know Phil Berg and others are right. Do you want to be president? You got to play ball our way. Think about the cabinet he has. That's not the cabinet he ran on. He talks about change. Look about the legislation he's pushing. Is that the candidate of change? I think he's being blackmailed internal, and I'm waiting to see what happens when China and Iran get these documents, because I'm sure they're out there. And we're in a really, really bad situation because of Obama. He is a fraud. One of my lawsuits is I believe he's not only not natural born, he's not naturalized, but he's an illegal alien. And therefore, one of my lawsuits deals with the fact that he should not have been a U.S. senator, and therefore the salary and benefit and expenses should be returned to the U.S. Treasury of about $1 million. More important, though, because he's a usurper or fraud, all the laws he's passing, as far as I am concerned, are void or voidable. I mean, we're really in a constitutional mess at this point. And, you know, some people are saying, oh, nothing should happen to Obama because if he goes out of office, even legally, Mr. Berg, there'll be riots in the streets. Well, there shouldn't be riots in the streets because there's one person to blame for this, and that's Barack Obama. Remember, he taught constitutional law for 10 years, everyone, aside from the schools he maybe went to. We don't even know. He supposedly went to Occidental and Columbia University and Harvard Law School, where he was head of the Harvard Law Review. People haven't seen his writings. We know nothing about this person. Either we really
and that's the whole point. They release other presidents' records. They're being very secretive.
You know, he signed a document sealing all his records. I mean, this is a total, total disgrace. And we're going to do everything in our power to expose him and force him legally out of office. Nothing to happen to him, but force him legally out. Let him be tried. He should go to jail and he should be deported.
And then he's got all this family that's here illegally, too, and living in slums. He doesn't even help them. I mean, he's really trashy.
Well, that's his aunt. client up in Boston who's still trying to fight immigration, she's an illegal alien. And he doesn't get near her because he's an illegal alien.
An illegal alien president. Well, we know his Barack Obama's a fake name. I mean, we know he was Indonesian citizen. It's on his school records. The records we do have, they're not denying those are real. They just don't want to talk about it. And you're right. They're blackmailing him and totally controlling him. More coming up.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What's your home worth? How can you compare local real estate agents? And how do you get MLS listings for the entire country?
If you're thinking of buying a home to take advantage of a tax credit or selling your house, you first need to see an incredible website called HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com will help you find a realtor to buy or sell a home. It's so easy, and best of all, it's free. At HomeGain.com, you can compare realtors anonymously, receive customized proposals, see consumer reviews, then select the best realtor for you. Go to HomeGain.com and get an instant home value estimate, view comparable homes, and check out street views. HomeGain.com has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and contains a wealth of information, like their home improvement tool that helps you determine which home improvements to make to increase your home's value. See the top 12 home improvements right now at HomeGain.com. That's HomeGain.com. Look for Max, the orange home gain gorilla, to help you find a realtor or with any other real estate needs you might have at HomeGain.com, your real estate connection.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number 1. New climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2. Our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3. In some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number 4. Dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5. A solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Bill Berg, attorney, is our guest. He is the father of what you'd call the birther movement that is gaining steam at the state level, nationally. We know Obama's name is fake. We know he lived all over the world. Very, very suspicious. We know he sealed all his school records. I mean, this, no one's ever done this. This is very suspicious. We're going to go back to Phil Berg here in a moment. First, I want to tell you about some of the great sponsors that make this radio show possible. EcolaBlue.com is an atmospheric water generator. Looks like a water cooler without the water bottle on top. And it's got a little computer screen, hot water, cold water. Their base unit has 7 filters it runs the water from the air through. Reverse osmosis, carbon, you name it. They've got a whole bunch of other even bigger filter systems that can serve hundreds of people, not just 7.5 gallons a day that serves a home well. EcolaBlue.com, ECOLOBLUE.com, or 800-691-6043. That's EcolaBlue.com or 800-691-6043. The best water you can get, period. I also want to tell you about New Silver Solution. It's patented. Check out their website, supernaturalsilver.com. One word. Look at all the studies. Read it for yourself. Are you prepared? Do you have what you need to get you and your loved ones through a crisis? There is a great weapon in that fight, and everybody should have it in their arsenal. It's New Silver Solution, supernaturalsilver.com. And again, just do yourself a favor. Go read the studies at their website, supernaturalsilver.com. Watch the videos, read the material, supernaturalsilver.com. Don't forget the online video bookstore as well for all our books and videos and materials at InfoWars.com. Okay, going back to Phil Berg. Phil, I'm going to try to sit down for a while and just let you roll with this whole saga, because we have a lot of new listeners. A lot of people just heard the media demonize birthers. Again, why this is so important, the whole Indonesia situation, and then we're going to open the phones up only on the birther issue, folks. For Phil Berg, 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. Phil Berg.
Thank you, Alan. Ladies and gentlemen, this issue is so important because there's nothing more important than our U.S. Constitution. When I was contacted by an individual to do this, I checked into it and I proceeded. One thing I said from the first day I filed the first lawsuit, which is August 21st, 2008, which is like 19 months ago, I said, if I am wrong, Obama, prove me wrong, show me all the documentation certified from the source, and I will withdraw my lawsuit. Nothing like that has forthcoming. Nothing he has produced. Nothing. They keep referring to the same document that they produced as a birth certificate. What they produced, certificate of live birth, has no significance. It doesn't have what a birth certificate has. It does not have the baby's weight. It does not have the baby's length. It does not have the hospital name. It does not have the doctor's name and the doctor's signature. This is what's on a long-form bald birth certificate, which I've now received hundreds of them since we put out the announcement. We're asking people to fax or email or mail them to us for our birth certificate march on Washington, which will be in late May or June. But more significant than the birth certificate issue, because people keep arguing, you know, well, Chris Massey said he saw it, and Glenn or Riley said he saw it. And I think both of them have backed off on those statements. But more significant is the fact that he was adopted or acknowledged in Indonesia. Now, I'll tell you why. Because I had an argument the other day with an immigration attorney. I raised the question so people can identify with this. I said, what happens about the children that are being adopted here in the United States from Haiti? And he said, well, they sever all the relationships with Haiti, and they take the new family's last name, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I said, then how can you disagree with me that when Obama's adopted in Indonesia, the same thing doesn't take place? He lost his words. He couldn't speak. The fact is, when Obama, and it's in his book, so he's like stuck on certain things, his parents divorce, his mother remarries, he goes to Indonesia. We have his school record, which says his name is Barry Soturo. And as Alex said a little while ago, when he was first in Occidental, people knew him as Barry. That's his name. That's his legal name. Therefore, unless he has legally changed his name is Barry Soturo. You know, and many of you out there have adopted children or know someone that has adopted a child. They take your family last name. Now, significant is the fact is when he came back at age 10 to live with his mother's parents, his grandparents in Hawaii, we believe that he did not go through immigration. If he did go in through immigration, he would have been given a certificate of citizenship, but because he became a natural of Indonesia, he would have only become naturalized. But we believe he didn't go through there. He went back on his Indonesia passport, and therefore he's an illegal alien. Therefore, he cannot be a U.S. senator. Now, significant with this, on the school record, which is posted on our website from Indonesia, his name is Barry Soturo. His nationality is Indonesia. His religion is Islam. You know, he'd have you believe he was never a Muslim. Well, Islam is Muslim. And after he got sworn into office, now he's like basically catering to the Muslims. You know, during the campaign, you could not use his middle name of Hussein. When he was sworn in, he becomes Barack Hussein Obama.
Then he went to Egypt and said, I have the same religion as you, and spoke Arabic from the Quran better than many people in the country. They were shocked by it, and just incredible.
And then also, Alex, if you recall, he mentioned about the United States. The United States, he said, has the largest Muslim population in the world. I mean, he and then he goes apologizing around the world for the United States' actions in the past. And then he bows down to the Saudi king. No president of the United States has ever bowed down to anyone. He bows down, and there's a question if he kissed his ring, also the Saudi king. And then when he's in Japan, he bowed down to the Japanese emperor.
And then they lie and say he's dropping things, but we have the video where he clearly bows to everybody, and it gets worse because we know that his real name is Barry Sataro. We know we have a president who's using an alias. We know that he was adopted, and the media is not even denying that. They just don't even cover it. I mean, this is so huge.
Well, a great point in which you brought up, because and your listeners can compare it to, look what they did to Sarah Palin during the last 6 weeks of the campaign. The reporters in droves went to Alaska, went under every stone, behind every door, asked her all kinds of questions. Now think back what they did with Obama. They've never asked him anything. If they properly vetted Obama, he would never have been nominated, let alone be elected president. I mean, it's really, and I was interviewed by the New York Times, and I said, I wish I could sue the national media, including the New York Times, for not properly vetting Obama. They even had the guts enough, they printed that. They printed even suing the New York Times, because it's a disgrace. But the problem is, and I laughed about it 2 years ago when Bush questioned Russia about Putin with a free press. We don't have a free press in this country. Most of the press in this country is now owned by three or four major corporations. And there was a study done, except the person who was really the source of the information has not allowed his or her name to be released. But there's supposedly an office in the White House that is keeping pressure on all these media outlets to not discuss this story. But we're bypassing that. The American public is waking up, and that's my goal this year. That's my goal, this, to raise the public awareness, because all of you out there must show your birth certificate. Now, why is this important? Well, there's nothing, as my opinion, and many others, there's nothing more important than the U.S. Constitution. I'm doing this for there are about 305, or maybe there's 308 million people in this country that deserve to know the truth. I'm doing this for our forefathers who wrote this fantastic document, which countries around the world have tried to copy and duplicate. Most have not. And I'm also doing this, Alex, for the 1.6 million men and women who have died in battle to try to defend this Constitution, and another 1.6 million who have been injured or maimed fighting these wars, and the millions of others who have served our great nation in wartime and peacetime defending this Constitution. And then you have Barack Obama, who basically doesn't care about the Constitution. And aside from the things we're talking about, which is the First Amendment, he's talking about things on the Second Amendment and other. I could go on and on about other issues, but we don't
have to. Well, Phil, let's expand. Let's expand on that.
Sure.
For two weeks, when the ClimateGate emails came out, the media wouldn't cover it. Then for another week or two, they said it wasn't real. Then they were enforced to say, okay, it's real. And now they admit it's all been a giant fraud, basically. And so we see this stonewalling by Obama, also saying there's no way our health care can fail. It will pass. It's like this Borg, you will be assimilated, resistance is futile statement. And it's the same thing on the birther issue. It is hurting him. I know there's a cover-up. I know he hasn't released the real birth certificate. I know he's blocking all the school records. I know he's blocking his records when he came back to Hawaii, separate from the birth certificate. Why would they be covering all this up if there wasn't something there? It's a fact they're covering it up, listeners. It's a fact they haven't shown the real birth certificate, only the certificate of live birth. It's a fact, a fact, a fact, and it's not going to go away. And if we're 13 months into his presidency, and he's got the lowest approval rating of any president 1 year in history and plunging even faster, and he's breaking just every record, this is devastating him, whether he likes it or not, and stalling their entire agenda, which I think is a great thing regardless. But now I'm getting to the point where it really does to me look like that he's not a citizen.
Oh, absolutely. Up to now, there's even higher, but the latest figures I had are 1.6 million. People say it's 1.7 or 2 million. For your listeners out there, Obama has spent at least 1.6 million fighting my three lawsuits and 50 other lawsuits that came about. You don't spend that kind of money. You don't spend that kind of money unless you're really hiding something. And he's hiding.
I want to go to calls.
Why is he hiding? He's hiding because he's a phony and a fraud. I really think, and I don't know what your listeners think, I think he's being blackmailed internally. And what happens when Iran gets this? What happens when China gets this? What happens when Cuba gets this? I think he has put our country in a dangerous, dangerous position. Not only what, and on top of that, what he's doing, but, you know, I could go on forever what he's doing, but I'm concerned with Eric Holder. One of my cases, the case where I say he's an illegal alien and shouldn't have been a U.S. senator, we have one of the issues, we just filed our appeal to the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals. If there ever was a conflict of interest, ladies and gentlemen, let me set it forth real quick. In those type cases, they're called False Claims Act cases. It was sealed because of that, not because it was something special. All False Claims Act cases are sealed. False Claims Act are usually done in Medicaid or Medicare fraud. Hypothetically, if I believe my next-door neighbor is committing fraud, what I would do is I would file this action on behalf of the United States of America, and as the relator, they call the person filing it relator, R-E-L-A-T-O-R, and then also then versus Jane and John Doe from next door. Well, Jane and John Doe are not served. The Justice Department is served. The U.S. Attorney is served, and they have 60 days to review the case. So let's equate that, put it, what I did. I filed this against Obama. So Obama's not served, but the Justice Department.
Well, let me be clear. Let me be clear. In layman's terms, the government is not a party to the suit. They don't have standing to be heard. Only you, the citizen, does. And so are you saying that the Justice Department has no right to even block you?
Let me clarify a little more. Actually, what happens is you're bringing this action. The government has three choices what to do. Number one, that they can pursue the case against Jane or John Doe, in this case against Obama. Number two, they can give it to the relator, the person bringing the action, in this case me. Or number three, they can dismiss the case. In very few cases, they ever dismiss the case. Many times, they give it to the relator to produce because to proceed because they don't want to spend the time or money on the case. You know, it depends the value, how much, et cetera, et cetera.
I understand. Well, they're defending the case is what you're saying. Listen, I know you're very busy, but I want to be able to take a lot of calls, but I want you to also have time to speak. Okay. Can you stay with us about 15 minutes in the next hour?
As long as you want me. I'll stay 2 days. I'll stay a week with you. You're great.
Well, we're going to then let you finish up, and then we're going to take calls for 30 minutes into the next hour because I want to hear the different angles and points that listeners will bring up on this front. But shifting gears again, I want to get this question out there. What do you think of the Arizona House passing it out of committee 6-1, and now it looks like right at half of the legislature is set to vote, and they're gaining votes, that they may pass a law in Arizona saying if Obama runs again in the next 2 years, starts his campaign up, to be on the ballot there in Arizona, that he's going to have to show his real birth certificate?
I think it's fabulous. It just shows that the issue I started, and Alex, I don't care who crosses the finish line with it. I'm glad I'm out there, and I'm going to stay with this issue. I think it's fabulous. A congressman, I don't have his name, from Florida, introduced legislation in the House of Representatives in Washington to the same effect that as of 2012, any presidential candidate has to show that they're constitutionally qualified. Only about 7 to 10 other Republicans joined in that action, no Democrats. Now, why haven't the Democrats joined? Because the Democrats know he's a phony. But this is great, since Washington's not doing, Arizona is. That's fabulous, and I hope other states do that. And I think they're realizing that the Constitution, I mean, stop and think, everyone out there. We have such great things in this country. And why do we have it? We have it because we fought to defend this. We had a fight with England to form our country. You know, people have died defending this Constitution, and we have this fraud, this phony of Obama coming up there, the biggest hoax in our history. It's wrong, everyone out there.
Well, let me stop you again. Let's say he really was born in Hawaii. Right. Why is he covering it up? But let's go further. He was adopted and became an Indonesian citizen. That's on record.
Right.
And then he tried to lie about that, even though it's in his book. And now I've seen him in a few speeches. We played it a few months ago. Maybe we can pull it up. In fact, try to YouTube. Obama refers to himself as Barry. He's even joked around and called himself Barry Sataro, as if he's trying to inoculate people to this fact because he knows it's coming out.
Oh, absolutely. I think we're really getting to him. I think it just shows. I mean, again, why would you spend, what are you doing? But the significant part part is he's adopted in Indonesia. Once he's adopted in Indonesia, even if he was born in Hawaii, he would lose his natural-born status. And how, just to relate this, I relate that story to you, what the immigration attorney told me about people being adopted from Haiti. They cut off where they came from. Well, then Obama would have come off from here. But I think that's all baloney, because I don't think he was born in Hawaii. When Jerry Corsi went to Kenya to do some...
they had him arrested. They put him on house arrest.
Right. They wouldn't let him do anything except wait.
They wouldn't let him go talk to the village where Obama was born.
Right. Right. And we have on our website, we have the step-grandmother, Sarah Obama, in Swahili, and we have the translation stating she was in the hospital when he was born in Mombasa, Kenya. Now, at the end of the tape, there's some kids yelling, no, no, Hawaii. She stated definitely she was in the hospital when he was born. That's more significant than anything they've produced. They've produced one thing, that document, which is a phony. Then they keep saying, well, there were two newspaper articles saying he was born. My children live, I'm in Pennsylvania. My children live in other states. When my grandchildren were born, I put announcements in here in my local paper that I have a new grandchild. That doesn't mean he was born there. That doesn't mean my children are born here. They're not. They're born elsewhere. So that's their strongest argument. Well, what do you think? His mother planned ahead. He was going to run for president. That's why she put it in the newspaper. No, I think the mother really wanted him to be a U.S. citizen. But the word is he was in Kenya and she couldn't fly back because she was too pregnant.
Well, that's exactly what a mother would do. She would come back and try to dummy it up. Even if she had no idea he was going to run for president, she'd want him to be a U.S. citizen.
Correct. Because especially then and even now, even though right now I think we're in troubled waters because of the many things Obama's doing, people fight to get to the United States because we have freedoms. I mean, the sad part is, ladies and gentlemen, when listening to this, we take for granted some of these freedoms you have in this country, and you shouldn't. I remember with being my children going through a train over in Europe a number of years ago, and we were stopped because we took a train through, at that time, Czechoslovakia, and we didn't have the correct papers for that. The conductor, thank God, hid me and my children. If not, there were armed guards came on that thing and checking with people to take them off. You don't realize what freedoms you have here. I mean, what we're talking about here today, Alex, on your show, you couldn't be doing this in Russia. You couldn't be doing this in
Iran. If they set the precedent to have an illegal alien as president, we're screwed.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
I have about 15 wild food guides on my bookshelf, which left me wondering if I even needed another book. Boy, was I wrong. My knowledge exploded to an entire universe of wild foods.
In olden days, it was the norm to know which plants are edible and which are not.
Dear Linda, just wanted to let you know I received your book today. Wow.
I watched the DVD last night. I was awestruck. What wonderful work you have done. This information can bless many people. Thank you. Again.
Thanks again.
Your book has given me the most hope and inspiration. Thank you.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
A revolution in smoking is underway, a revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from four levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy eight flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard round the world.
Pienso que un sueño para sido no volverá más. Y me pintaba las manos y la cara de azul. Y de provisa el viento la vida me llevó.
All right, we're going to your calls for attorney Phil Burke. This is the guy who 2 years ago saw some of this documentation and said, I'm going to investigate. Deputy Attorney General previously in the state, run for governor, member of the NAACP, prominent member, what I believe on their board there in that state. And they've said every horrible thing in the world about him. He's racist, all this crud. And even Obama being African is a fraud. African as in not Arab. Of course, there are Arab Africans. He's 6% African. 6%. He's 44% Arab, 50% Anglo-Saxon. I don't care what color he is. The point is that's a distraction. It's just like when you say you don't want socialist health care, which it wasn't even that. It was an insurance company scam. Even Howard Dean said that now, and Dennis Kucinich. That's why it's dead in the water. Even when that came out, Chris Matthews and Carlos Watson and others said, this is racism. It's racism. Racism to say I don't want health care. So they're playing the race card, and it's totally blown up in their face. It's not working. I want to go to your phone calls, and we've got Mr. Berg for another 30 minutes of the next hour, so plenty of time for him to get into any other subjects. But support what he's doing, because he's got a lot of courage. I talked to him off air. They haven't killed him or set him up, because that will just elevate everything he's doing. We'll talk about that before he leaves. But let's talk to Julio in Illinois. Julio, thanks for holding. You're on the air with attorney Phil Berg. Go ahead.
Alex Jones, how are you this afternoon? Phil Berg, I commend you for what you're doing. God bless you. I will have you in my prayers, sir. You are unbelievable for what you are doing, exposing the fraud known as Barry Satoru, sir.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. My question is, first off, I took an African-American studies class 2 years ago, or last year, here in college in Macomb, Illinois, and we saw the biography channel, biography on Barry Satoru, and they said, growing up, that they called his nickname was Barry. I do remember that, and I just saw right now on TV for Comcast cable people on demand. You can look that up. They have his biography there. But my question: you're talking about a march in Washington D.C. On tax day, possibly on April 15th. How does Barry Satoru go off paying his taxes under the alias Barack Obama, similar to TurboTax, the rat Tim Geithner? How does this sick, disgusting man get away, with his aliases, and you have, Benedict Arnold.
Hold on. That's a great point. Much of his own cabinet has been caught in tax trouble, doesn't pay their taxes. It's just a lawless group of criminals, and you were going to say something about Mr. Beck.
Yeah, Benedict Arnold, Chris Matthews, all these scum, you guys are right. They're setting us up for something, because they continue now recently on TV talking about birthers, talking about 9/11 truth movement and how, we're going to assassinate the president. We all need to be peaceful in this info war fight.
Julio, tell him. You've seen that yourself. We've played it here. Phil isn't even aware of this. Tell him what you've seen Beck do.
Glenn Beck on his radio program said that, 9/11 truthers, he was talking about Van Jones, are going to infiltrate the White House, or are already in the White House, and are going to assassinate the president, that we need to have the president in our prayers.
And then another TV show, he said birthers too now.
Yeah, he says, birthers, he had you on his stupid little fourth grade chalkboard. He had Deborah Medina, Miss Flip-Flopper, who, I'm shocked that happened. But, he had all these people. He had Van Jones on his board.
All right, Julio, thank you. We're going to come back in 70 seconds with the third hour, have Phil Berg respond to what he just heard briefly. Then we're going to quickly, because I want to get a lot of callers in. And Julio had great points, but that burned up 5 minutes. We're going to go to Matt, David, John, Nick, and others so we can get to others and bring up different issues and so Phil Berg can respond. His time is very important, so I want to just ask the question and have him respond.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Attorney Phil Berg, founder of the Birther Movement, is our guest. I'm going to have him in the next segment briefly recap. Some stations carry the second half of the show. Why the birther issue is so important. We're taking calls on the bottom of the hour when he leaves us. Then Lindsey Williams with more inside info directly from the highest levels of the global power structure on what they're planning with the dollar and the economy. Phil Berg, you heard Julio's points. Quick comments on that before we go to more calls.
Well, I think it's disgusting that Beck tries to associate me with these other people and tries to tie me in that I hate America. I don't hate America. I do this because I love America, and I'm going to challenge Beck. He won't do it. I'm going to challenge him to a debate. He's got the nerve to put me up there and talk about me. I'm going to challenge him to a debate. He probably won't do it, but it's wrong what he's doing and wrong making me connotations. I want peace. I want a peaceful revolution. I want this through the court system and not through that. I'm going to embrace the American public to have a birth certificate march in Washington, which will be peaceful, and demand that if he can't prove that he's constitutionally eligible, that he resign. Can you see a million people there with a copy of birth certificate and Obama like not doing? The media would have to cover this.
And by the way, at these town halls, as you know, for a year now, Republican and Democrats will say, no, he's American citizen, and literally the whole room starts screaming at him, even at Democrat events. People are sick of this, and ObamaCrimes.com is your website. I've seen it on TV. I've heard it where he puts you up there next to the weathermen and others and says, these people hate America. They're dangerous. Folks, send those videos because there's millions of listeners. You can find them. I have a small staff. I've seen it. I don't have time to go dig it out. It would take maybe 10 hours to, you know, dig through hundreds of shows. Send it all to Phil Berg. Help him so he has the info, but also support ObamaCrimes.com. Let's go to Matt in Ohio. Matt, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Hi, Phil.
Hey, Matt.
I may be way out in left field here, but what do you think the chances are that the puppet masters, the people that pull Obama's strings and the higher ups in government are going to let Obama's true identity and his birth certificate and all that out at the right time to get him impeached in order to impose more laws on us to be able to keep better track of us?
You're saying that could be the false flag. It would cause riots, all sorts of problems. Phil, your take on it.
Well, I'm going to demand when we get him out of office, and we're going to do it, we're going to demand we'll hold a news conference. I'm going to call all the top politicians in this country and the religious leaders and say, you plan to cause riots? riots in the streets and damage property and injure and kill people? Why? The only person responsible for this is Barack Obama. No, I don't think they're going to let it out. I think what's going to happen is the American public is going to demand it. I think about 20 million people know about this. Help me raise the public awareness to 100 million people. We will force him out of office because this is outrageous what he is doing. And he's out to destruct, to tear apart our country.
Well, it's just like ClimateGate in the first month when they said it wasn't real, and now it blew up in their face and they've all admitted they're liars.
Right.
It's the same thing. They're stonewalling. The truth can't be stopped. We know he's an Indonesian citizen. We know his real name's Barry Sitaro. That's enough right there under law, because he can't be a natural. Explain that to people, Phil.
Well, once he's adopted there, he becomes a natural of Indonesia. And therefore, when he came back, according to our immigration laws, he would only become naturalized. But someone did what's called a FOIA request, Freedom of Information request, sent me a copy. They asked for a copy of Obama's birth certificate. It came back that he never had one. Now, they didn't check for Barry Sitaro, but I think he never had one. I think he traveled on his Indonesia passport. That's why at age 20, he stopped in Indonesia on his way to Pakistan to renew his passport.
Let's be clear on this. His real name's Barry Sitaro on record. Coming up, we've got him calling into a radio show in D.C., calling himself Barry. That's coming up. His name is Barry Sitaro. Folks, do you realize they're freezing all his documents, all his records? They're covering something up that's even worse than him really being an Indonesian citizen. We have an Indonesian citizen as our president, and once you, even if he had been a U.S. citizen before, he'd have to waive that citizenship to become a citizen of Indonesia. I mean, if I wanted to go waive my citizenship and become a Swiss citizen, I would have to waive my U.S. citizenship.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number 1. New climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2. Our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3. In some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number 4. Dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5. A solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365. Hi, folks, this is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
Big Brother.
brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We have the father of the birther movement, attorney Phil Berg, ObamaCrimes.com, with us, former deputy attorney general in his state, member of the NAACP, Democrat, who during the primaries began to investigate Obama. Because it's on record, his real name's Barry Sotero, a citizen of Indonesia. That's the only record we can get. He admits that, but says it's no big deal. And the media never covers that. They just say, we've shown the birth certificate, these people are lying. Why has Obama sealed all of his school records? Because the real name's Barry Sotero, and a lot of people are coming forward saying he was called Barry Sotero then, and that he was getting foreign aid. Now, we're going to go back to your calls, David, John, Nick, Ronald, and others. Questions for Phil Berg only on the subject of the birther issue and where his court cases are going. But here's the associated. Phil, go ahead. I was going to.
That's right. I just want to say something because many people say, well, a parent can't renounce, you know, give up their children's rights. Well, that's true to a point. But if Obama wanted to do that between the ages of 18 and 21, he would have had to renounce his Indonesia citizenship and reaffirm any citizenship that he did have for the United States. There's no evidence he did that either.
He sealed all those records, the college, everything. Let's play this clip. Just like everybody else, Barry from D.C. called Virginia Governor Tim Kaine's radio show to complain about traffic. But Barry from D.C. was really President Barack Obama, who surprised Kaine with a prank call just like everybody else. Barry from D.C. Now, here is Obama. This is Associated Press. About a couple months ago, this was December 22nd, 2009, last year, calling in using his real name. Here it is.
Governor, let's get back to the phones and let some callers. We have Barry from D.C. is calling. Go ahead, Barry.
Well, Governor Kaine, this is actually the President of the United States calling.
No.
I have questions about... about traffic in Northern Virginia.
Oh.
But rather than go there, I just wanted to say how proud we are of your service as governor of the Commonwealth of Virginia and just wish you and the family all the best Christmas season.
And it goes on. That's AP News right there, AP Video. So it's a big joke to him to use his real name, isn't it, Phil?
But when he doesn't acknowledge it, it reinforces the words I've been using, that he's a fraud and he's a phony. You notice the Secret Service isn't coming after me because I'm talking the truth. He's a fraud, he's a phony. It's the biggest hoax in the history of our country, ladies and gentlemen. We must stop it.
Well, it gets worse. I could play video from Vermont and from Missouri where they had police go on the news and say, if you criticize Obama and say he's not a Christian or say he wasn't born here, we're going to arrest you. Did you ever see that video?
No, I heard about it, so send it to me. I'd like to see that one.
In fact, ask Aaron the headline. I think it's something like Thought Police in Missouri. But the point is, no, that was on TV. I mean, they were on TV saying, we will arrest you. So that shows the mindset, and it turned out the Obama campaign was having local Democrat police and sheriffs and prosecutors come out and threaten people. I mean, this is, look, Jerome Corsi got the documents, the emails from Obama when he was in the Senate to his cousin, Odinga, threatening and saying, cause riots. So you lost the election, cause riots, and they'll give you a position in the government, and they did.
Not only causing riots, what they did is they caused riots. They set fire to churches with people alive. They burned down churches. They burned people alive. I mean, that's a bad point. And then Odinga became...
And Obama told him to do it.
Right. And then Obama raised $1 million for him during that time. And then by doing all that, they forced that Odinga was given a position in the government over there.
Yeah, before they just had president, they made a prime ministership for him.
Yep.
I mean, because they were burning everything down, and Obama told him in the email, burn it. I mean, this guy's a terrorist. There's no doubt about it. Let's take another call here. David Maine, you're on the air, David.
Yes, gentlemen, I have a comment and a question. Good job, Phil.
Thank you, David.
I will refer to our president from here on as President Sotero, and I recommend anybody else do the same. And when people ask you, What is that all about? And explain to them everything that you've laid out. Now, my question is a constitutional crisis question. If it's found out, if we can prove that he's illegitimate, and I believe he is, then every executive order, every bill he signed, every treaty, every foreign agreement is invalid. What happens then if it's, say, 3 years into the presidency and this all comes out and he has to leave? It's no doubt about it. It's pointless to argue.
Well, everything he's done is bad, so that sounds great.
Yeah, David, that's why I don't want to wait 3 years. I want to get it this year. That's why I want the people to join with me when we have announced the march. Because he is a phony. Everything he did has done is void or avoidable. It's really a disgrace. And we are in a constitutional crisis because, and it would take another whole show. I can't go into the whole thing about who would become president. You used to vote, and I don't know the amendment, you used to vote separate for president and vice president. You vote now jointly for them. So therefore, I don't believe Biden would become because it was a fraudulent ticket. Does it go back to January 8th, the joint session of Congress, when Congress violated their duty because they were only going to vote for their duty was to vote for, count the votes, electoral college votes for a qualified person. So does it go back there? Because if one member of the House, one member of the Senate had given a written objection, they would have gone to the separate House and Senate to discuss the issue. And if they didn't agree, they would have nominated whoever they wanted for president, vice president. But because they didn't do their job, does it go back to December 15th when all the electors met in the state capitals in the various states and they voted but improperly because they were only supposed to vote for a constitutionally qualified candidate, or does it go back to November 8th election day? We have a real mess on our hands, but I believe that mess has to be dealt with more so than keeping Obama a fraud.
I hear you. We got to move quick. David, I appreciate your call. Speaking about threats, it came out in major newspapers last year that there's 25 people on Obama's hit list, and of course, I'm number 24 on there, and it said that birther groups and yourself are also on the list, and there is no doubt that they've got an enemies list. People need to be praying for all of us.
All right, okay. Yes, please pray for me, everyone out there.
Absolutely, and also spread the word. So you don't know when the march is going to be yet?
We're working on that. As soon as I have the date, I'll call you back, and we'll have it up on our website, and we'll tell you if we get on your show and spread the word. But the initial reaction response from people is phenomenal. People want to do something because it's something they can do, and every one of your listeners can identify with the birth certificate issue. One other thing, the people that Obama associated with, Ayers and the Reverend Wright and all those people, et cetera, et cetera. You know, he couldn't even get a job as a Chicago police officer with who he dealt with. He couldn't get a job as an FBI agent or a Secret Service agent because of this, but yet the Secret Service is protecting him. I mean, think about it. Doesn't even make sense.
I'm not saying this is a good thing, but I understand why it's been done. In the old days, if you weren't 3, 4, or 5th generation, you couldn't be FBI or Secret Service because it was important that you not be a spy. Because when the Constitution was ratified, for those that don't know, they had cases of Austria sending its people, members of its government, its ruling class and royalty, in to Poland and other countries to try to get elected and take over those nations. And so this has always been an old problem. And if this guy, I mean, his real name's Barry Sataro. How is he our president? As you say, the Indonesia thing is bona fide 100%. That right there disqualifies him. Forget the birth certificate.
Right. Yep, absolutely. And we're running an ad on that this next week in some paper, Washington Times, and we're going to be doing other ads across the country. If the more money we raise, we'll spread the word. We must spread the word around the country, and we want a march on Washington like we never saw.
All right, let's talk to John in Maine. John, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi. Please tell how his collegiate records are being sealed or were sealed, his adult records. How does that operate? So I can show Mom.
Well, the reason that I was the first one that came out, I believe his college records are sealed for one reason. It's going to show he applied for and received foreign aid either.
No. He's asking how were they sealed?
How were they sealed? An executive order he signed the day of that he was sworn into office.
So the first thing on his mind when he got sworn in and had that executive power was to keep his records secret.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because he doesn't want us to think about it. We know nothing about him. We haven't seen one thing from him.
John, does that answer your question?
Yes. Do you know the number of that executive order?
No, I don't.
So I can show my mom.
Hey, guys, search engine, Obama signs executive order sealing records. I remember that in the news on January 22nd. Obama signs executive order sealing records. Thanks for the call, John. Let's talk to Nick in Colorado. Nick, you're on the air. Go.
Hey, I just was wondering since we know that the shadow government basically put Obama into his position, my question is, why do you think that they didn't put somebody in there that could produce the documents or just, produce documents for him since they have that?
I'll
kind
answer
of power.
The question. They knew he was slick and a darling. They could blackmail him and control him with the information, with it being compromised. And they love to violate our Constitution and sovereignty. Like Obama became the first, I'm going to play this later. Do you guys cue it up? In fall of the Republic, we have him becoming the first U.S. president to chair the U.N. Security Council that violates the Constitution. Phil Berg.
Yes, it does violate the Constitution. And I think they put him up because when I got the phone call, you got to think about this, ladies and gentlemen. The phone call I got was, they said, Phil, you're the only attorney in the country we know with brass, you know what, that would sue Obama. And that was an honor I took here, but since then other attorneys have joined suit. But it's very rare you're going to find someone that wants to challenge the president or someone of that stature. And I did it because I think there's nothing more important than our Constitution. And there's very few of us that will do something like that.
Absolutely. And again, I meant to have it queued up from Fall of the Republic. We did like 5 minutes in the film, and I'll play it before the show ends today after you leave us, specifically on him. And CNN said he's now president of the world. He has to swear the UN oath, and we give the subsection of the Constitution where it says you can't do that. I mean, this is outrageous.
Right, and anything he does, the national media is not, anything detrimental, the national media does not cover it.
All right, we're going to jam in Nick, Ronald, Bob, and John's quick questions, quick answers from Phil Berg, ObamaCrimes.com. I'm Alex Jones. Our websites are InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. Find out all about Obama in my film, Fall of the Republic, on DVD.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Lose 1 to 2 pounds a day the healthy way and keep it off with the help of the entire Real HCG diet. With an average weight loss of 1.5 to 2 pounds a day, you can be in that bikini or swimming suit in no time. You've heard of people spending over $700 for this exact same diet at doctor's offices? Now you can start the entire HCG diet for under $100. YourHCG.com is the largest HCG reseller in the entire country, and we want to help you. We have helped thousands of people shed unwanted weight, so call YourHCG.com today. No prescription required. No doctor visit required. No painful injections. With every purchase, we'll provide you with everything you need, including your supply of HCG, unlimited one-on-one phone and email support from one of our amazing health coaches, in addition to a large list of menus, diets, and much more. Visit www.yourhcg.com or call us at 877-748-2709 to order your HCG today. Again, that's 877-748-2709 at yourhcg.com. We love you.
Lindsey Williams is coming up, and when we start the next segment, I'm going to play about 4 minutes from Fall of the Republic, where I break down Obama becoming the head of the UN. And I'll give you the chapter and verse of the Constitution where it's treason. Ronald in New Jersey, you're on the air with Phil Berg. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Mr. Berg, Alex, thank you very much. Just to be quick, I have a question that I've been trying to get a good answer to for about a year. I agree with everything you said. I think that there's ample evidence that there is no birth certificate. But even if there was, even if Obama was born in Hawaii, just by virtue of the fact that his father was never an American, and had he lived, could very well be ruling Kenya. Doesn't that in itself contradict what was intended by the founders and coining the term natural-born citizen?
I don't believe so, and that's an argument other attorneys have come forth with. I don't believe so because we keep changing the definition of natural-born for this reason. If husband and wife, boyfriend and girlfriend are traveling any place in the world and a child is born, if both are U.S. citizens, their child, when it comes back through immigration and gets a passport, is considered natural-born. The statute here, which was changed when Obama was supposedly born August 4, 1961, the American citizen, in this case the mother, to convey natural-born status, had to live in this country for 10 years, and 5 of those years had to be after the age of 14. 14 is 5 is 19. She was only 18, so she couldn't convey natural-born. So
we've got them right there. I mean,
we have them all over the place. The guy's a fraud. The guy's a phony.
His real name's Barry Sitaro. Bob in Texas. Bob, yeah. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, I have two quick comments. A comment for Mr. Berg was that back before the election, I was able to get through and talk to John Moody, the vice president of Fox News, and his excuse for them not covering it is that it is, quote-unquote, not their job and that people shouldn't be lazy and do the work themselves, which I found pretty funny.
Your phone's really bad. Do you have a question?
No, just a comment.
All right, Bob, thank you.
That's an interesting comment because Fox, not their job. Fox, it's very strange. They came out of New York, spent an hour and a half driving down here, filmed me for an hour and a half, went back to New York, never aired 1 minute of it. But then if it's not their job, then how come all the media, including Fox, ripped apart, and maybe Fox didn't do it, but all the other media ripped apart Sarah Palin? You know, their job.
Well, now Fox is going after you, great guns. With the birther thing, I mean, it's incredible, folks. I mean, that is wrong. If Phil Berg, even if he was wrong, has a right to ask these questions. This is outrageous that Glenn Beck's doing that. And I don't want to attack Glenn Beck, but I'm sick of him. Okay, let's talk to John in Wisconsin. John, you're on the air with Phil Berg. Go ahead.
Yes, Mr. Berg. Are you still looking for someone with a common ancestor, since that would convey a material interest in the birth certificate?
Sure. Are you?
Has anyone? Yeah, I have a common ancestor. Disadvantage of being a Mayflower family. There are only so many white people on the continent.
Contact me afterwards, and we'll see if we can do it. They'll come up with some excuse, but
yeah, that's too far back. I mean, if he's related to the Mayflower, then I'm related to Obama on both sides of my family.
Yeah, that's true, too. That's probably too far back, but contact me. We'll see what we can do. Thank you.
All right, sir. Thanks for the call. Let's talk to George in Connecticut. You're on the air with Phil Berg. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Boy, you're a hard man to get through to four times. But anyway, the main point is both you guys should try to sue through the English court for them trying to slander you, whatever, especially for you with the Financial Times, because you don't even have to prove that they slandered you. They have to prove that they were innocent of not slandering you. And then being these Murdoch papers and magazines and institutions, guaranteed they're rebroadcast there. You can sue their pants off and own them and then use their own money to kick their ass all over the world.
All right, George, it's a good point. You have been slandered by the Murdoch papers in England. I've seen it, and I have as well. What about that?
Interesting point. The only thing, I'm swamped right with the Obama thing, but we'll have to consider that, for you and me, Alex. Maybe we could do something, get some money out of these people. But I'm more concerned right now with using my efforts to out Obama or Barry Sotoro, and we'll worry about,
Yeah, that's the big fish.
On.
That's the big fish we've got to fry. Jamming in, one more call. Chris in Maryland, you're on the air.
You guys. Hey, fellas, it's my understanding, maybe you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I had a discussion with my dad. But the real issue isn't your Hannitys and your Glenn Becks. Isn't the real problem the progressives that are taking over our nation?
Absolutely, but the problem is Beck supported the banker bailout. Beck says global warming's real now. We've discredited the fake liberals. I'm attacking anybody who's unconstitutional, but I mean, what's your point there?
Point is that the progressives, and I believe maybe 100% of the Democrats and the majority of the Republicans together are all progressive in destroying the Constitution. They're after the Constitution.
All right, listen, I got to let you go because that's not really a question on this issue. Phil Berg, we got Lindsey Williams coming up, and I'm going to get him to hold a few minutes. I'm sure he's fine because we've got an hour and a half with him coming up. I want to come back and take some calls. One guy disagrees, Ted in North Carolina. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
One major world crisis away from having a totalitarian type of system.
The main event is the wholesale destruction of the world economy.
The push for every nation on the globe to identify and number all of its citizens.
Friends, I hope that you will order Shadow Government from Infowars.com. We also have some specials where you can get some of our other films half price when you order Shadow Government. A new level in production quality and in information. It exposes how a cashless society surveillance beast grid of total control is being put into place. This film needs to be seen. Everybody needs to get it. So order yours today. Show it to your friends, your family, your church, your neighbors, your boss, your employees. Shadow Government, ladies and gentlemen. Get your copy at Infowars.com today. Shadow Government. It gives Big Brother a black eye. Available at Infowars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want?
My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Okay, I'm going to play about a 4 or 5 minute clip from my film Fall of the Republic on a separate issue of treason. I mean, he should be impeached right now for this alone. This is absolute fact that you're about to hear. But I want to go to a call that disagrees, because I didn't see them there on hold. Ted in North Carolina disagrees, I guess, with the whole birth certificate issue or him being Barry Sotaro. So go ahead, Ted.
What I disagree with is you're telling us this is the big fish who's the foreign usurper, and we've got dozens of members in Congress and the Senate that are dual citizens of another country. And they've already acted on that to start some wars that we shouldn't have been in. And you've got this disgraced lawyer on who's been fined $10,000 and had to do hours of ethics classes for legal malpractice.
Okay.
Well, I'll
comment on that. You know, I have had hundreds of cases since I was admitted to practice in 1970, which is 39 years ago. And one case, we admit, we screwed up on. I'm not perfect, okay, out there. And I did get fined, okay? But that's not the point. The point is here, and the point of when you mentioned members of Congress dual citizenship, that's a different situation. That's not the person running for president or the usurper that is president.
Well, so, let me stop you. Ted, I appreciate your call, but let me say this. We're dealing with Barack Obama, who is starting all these new wars. Phil Berg's been anti-war the entire time. I know doctors, dentists, lawyers. There isn't a doctor or a dentist that I know who hasn't had somebody try some malpractice thing on them. That happens to any lawyer who's been a deputy attorney general or anybody else. And so to sit there and say, you know, that Phil Berg was disciplined once. I mean, all the real lawyers I know are constantly getting disciplined. So for you to, I mean, see, this is a red herring. We're talking about Barack Obama, his real name being Barry Sotaro, and this guy calls in talking about Israel. You know, I was talking about Israel and all the problem with Rahm Emanuel and being in the Israeli military last week. I mean, we cover all this stuff, and then people get even madder because that's not the only subject that we cover, Phil Berg. I mean, Phil, would you be for a dual citizen of Israel or any other country being president?
No.
So there you go. I mean, again, it's a red herring. Let's talk to Andy in New Jersey. Andy, you're on the air.
Yes, thank you, Alex. Both of you gentlemen definitely bleed red, white, and blue, and that's why I listen to you. And as far as Mr. Berg, I've been hearing him on TV or radio, and I know he's never waffled, and he sticks to his story. That man is powerful. And, Alex, he paid you a nice compliment because a man of his stature definitely wants to get his word out through you, because you're the John Paul Jones of this country right now. Now, the reason why I called, I believe this country has received its biggest terrorist attack, short of a nuclear bomb, the day the financiers of Barry Sotaro got him into this office. He's clearly a terrorist bomb in this country as we speak right now. Mr. Berg?
Well, I can't disagree with you. I mean, listen, if he's not a phony, then what's he doing here? He's definitely a Muslim. He's apologized for the United States. He's out there bowing to the Saudi king, bowing to the Japanese emperor. You know, this is sending our country in the wrong direction, and it's time we cleaned it up by a peaceful revolution.
And you know what, Alex? You've helped me with your passion for this, and you're a very intelligent man. You've helped me to connect the dots on this. So without taking any more time, I want to hear the other listeners. Thank you both. much.
You bet. Thank you. I've got to let Phil Berg go because we have our other guest, Lindsay Williams, with breaking news coming up. In fact, I need to have his bio. Here it is. And I'm going to go ahead and play a clip from Fall of the Republic here about what we know. 100% bona fide confirmed. President of the world, Barack Obama. You talk about treason. Here it is. And we know his real name is Barry Sotero. ObamaCrimes.com is Phil Berg's excellent website. We appreciate his courage. And, Phil, thank you for joining us today.
My pleasure. I'll be glad to be back anytime you want me.
God bless you.
Thank you.
I've just got to say, the one guy that disagreed with him, I put him to the head of the line when his call came in, and it wasn't about the birth certificate or Indonesia or Barry Sotero or any of it. It was about Israelis. Okay, Obama is full of Israelis in his cabinet. I mean, it's just craziness. There's so many issues we cover here on this show. Now, here is a clip from the 2-hour, 25-minute film, Fall of the Republic. Get it on DVD at Infowars.com. The people are ready to be woken up. Order the DVD, make copies, get it out to people. Here it is.
The finance heads of the 20 industrialized nations met again in late September of 2009 at the G20 summit in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. At that meeting, ministers called for an end to the dollar as the world reserve currency. They also called for a strengthening of global governance and called for a new world order. While the bankers were busy carving up the world at the G20 summit, Barack Obama was in New York City at the United Nations because he's got a new job to chair the United Nations Security Council, the most powerful position in the world government body.
President Obama does what no other U.S. president ever has. As President Obama presided over the U.N.'s most powerful body. That would be the Security Council.
6,191st meeting of the Security Council.
For a couple of hours, you could say Mr. Obama was president of the world.
It is the story of a world that understands that no difference or division is worth destroying. All that we have built in my own country, it has brought Democrats and Republican leaders together. Leaders like George Shultz, Bill Perry, Henry Kissinger, and Sam Nunn, who are with us here today.
Barack Obama is the first president to hold two posts simultaneously. And there's a good reason for that. It's illegal. Article 1, Section 9 of the Constitution forbids any U.S. president from serving any foreign government or institution. He swears an oath to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States. But now Barack Obama has sworn allegiance to the global government and the United Nations that he heads up. Let that sink in real good. Barack Obama now heads the United Nations Security Council. You cannot serve two masters, and Obama isn't. He's selling out the last vestiges of sovereignty that this country had. This, ladies and gentlemen, is the destruction of our nation, and it's also high treason. Obama's lies are obvious and out in the open. He hides in plain sight. And from the moment he took office, his lies have only increased. Despite the fact that his ratings have dramatically dropped since Election Day, from the mid-80s to the low 40s, a large portion of Americans still gullibly hang on his every word.
It is bringing entertainment to thousands of people. Through its magic, we are able to enjoy a combination of the radio, motion pictures, and the stage, right in the comfort of our own homes, simply by pushing a button and turning a dial.
All right, we are live, ladies and gentlemen, and for the balance of the radio broadcast, the next hour and 19 minutes, we are joined by Lindsay Williams. Now, Lindsay Williams was a pastor. He got in to be part of the board meetings of three big oil companies. He wrote a book 20-plus years ago about how there was enough oil to run the whole country for hundreds of years in Alaska. That's now come out in Congress. Everything he said has been proven accurate. Now, Bilderberg Group 2008 in Chantilly, Obama and Hillary were there at Secret Service drive-by and aimed machine guns at me. We have video of that. And later it was confirmed that they were at that meeting. They said there they were going to jack up oil prices. We just kind of moved on from there, from Jim Tucker and Daniel Esselin sources inside. Separately, a former CEO of a top five oil company that Lindsay's been friends with when Lindsay's video presentation on Google and YouTube was the number one video off and on for a year, tens of millions of views, they called him up and said, you're basically going to get killed if you don't shut up about how we've got plenty of oil. But he said, you can tell people this. Oil's going to go up to $150 a barrel, and then it was about $65. It did in that next year, and then went down, as the fella said it would, now going back up, and so much more. And I, from years ago interviewing Lindsay and reading his book, I actually know who this executive is, but sources in the media, we don't talk about it. The point is, he's talked to the fella again, and we're going to go over quickly these points that he told him, and then hash them out, and then take phone calls next hour with Lindsay Williams. But Lindsay, recap your saga with this individual, and then let's get into the predictions. What this fellow said the elite are going to do now. Lindsay Williams.
Thank you, Alex, for allowing me the privilege of being on your show today, because yesterday, Wednesday, the 24th of this month of February, I was on the phone with the elitist who over the years has given me so much information. And in the course of our conversation, I was so startled by what he told me that the elitist have in store for every American this year, 2010. I immediately called up Jaron, your producer, and I said, please, Alex's audience needs to know this. It's so important. And Alex,
so this is the first time.
The very next day, you'd let me be on your show.
So this is the first time this info is being revealed.
Yes, this is the first show that I have given his conversation on yesterday, just yesterday. With I've been on nobody else's show since then, and this gentleman told me some things so startling. I said I've got to tell people as fast as I can.
Okay, let's break it down, and then we'll go back through each point in detail.
Okay, first of all, let me tell you, I'll give them to you, as you said, and break them down. First of all, he said, how much the dollar is going to change in value in the next 12 months, 2010. He said that 30 to 50%, and he elaborated it, went on. Second thing he talked about is Dubai City compared to Dubai World. Oh, he said, Chaplain, make a distinction between the two, because he said Dubai World's default on $80 billion. He said it has literally, because they are the number one promoter of derivatives in the world today, it has caused the entire world banking system to be on the verge of collapse. Then he went on to talk about gasoline prices, crude oil compared to where prices are going to go in relation to the dollar. I was amazed. He almost laughed at me on the phone when I asked one particular question. He talked about the elections in November. Oh, my goodness. He was very emphatic about it. And, Alex, I'm still standing here dumbfounded over what he said about Israel invading Hamas, and he knew it before it ever happened. I mean, these elitists plan everything. Then he went into Afghanistan, Pakistan, and Yemen and had some very definite words about this. And, Alex, before we take these one by one, please let me say to your audience, folks, I lived with the elite of the world for 3 years' time. I have kept in touch with them over the past 35 years. Every time they have told me something, it has happened exactly as they say it. Folks, I want you to believe everything that Alex Jones says on his programs. He is right. He's trying his best to tell you things that are difficult to believe sometimes. Believe it. He's telling you the truth. I know it from firsthand experience by living with these people and talking with them over these years. And, folks, I just wish to goodness I could come in your home right now and sit down and tell you, believe every single word you're hearing on the Alex Jones show every day. And listen. Listen every day. Don't miss a day, because if you do, you're going to miss something important.
So, well, Alex, Lindsay, let's break this down. Let's break this down. We have Citibank and other banks saying they'll hold your money for 7 days. They're openly talking about devaluing the currency. Fox News even has the report from the government saying they may have a run. That's up on PrisonPlanet.com today in the article Paul Watson wrote. We have the feds announcing that they won't insure money markets, which is most people's savings. We see Greece falling, Spain on the verge of falling, Iceland being robbed by these people. We see them moving. We're starting to see commodities go up. And 2 weeks ago, the News of Australia reported a secret banker meeting with the 24 central bank heads discussing unified, concerted global currency devaluation. Is that when you talk about banking and the dollar going down. Specifically, what did he say on point number one about a 30 to 50% devaluation in the next 12 months?
Alex, what you have just said to your audience, every single bit of it is the truth. It all fits in with what this gentleman had to say to me. Keep in mind that these people think in a completely different world and realm than what the average American thinks, and we're going to have to think in the mentality of the elite, the thought patterns of the elite, and that's the reason I've written two books to try to explain their thought patterns. Now, so let me begin in a way that the average person can understand it. Everybody wants to know the future. I don't care who they are. Even you and I, Alex, would like to know the future. And this is probably the only reason I keep in touch with these people. I don't like talking with them. Believe me, it's not pleasant.
Did you call him or did he call you?
I called him because I wanted to know what's going on in 2010.
Now, he's got to know you're talking to the public.
Oh, he knows exactly why I was calling. First of all, I called to find out how he went through his operation. Keep in mind, this gentleman is 87 years of age. He is very feeble.
Yeah, when he called you a year and a half ago or 2 years ago, he almost died. That's, yeah.
Yes, and as a result, he said to me the other day, Alex, this is amazing. He said to me on the phone, he said, Chaplain Williams, I'm too old to care. Please tell him everything. I mean, Alex, can you imagine having the privilege of telling everything that the insiders of the elite have to? Okay, let me begin so that the average person can understand it. Let's go to the future. What you are hearing on Alex Jones Show, what you're hearing me say today, it didn't come from a fortune teller or palm reader. It didn't come from the zodiac or the horoscope or tea leaves. This came directly from an elitist himself whom I talked with on the phone on yesterday. And these are the people who control the world. I'm going to begin with the necessities of life. I know we just left to plow into what's happening in the G7 and all that sort of thing, but let me go down to the simple point so that the average person can understand it. And here it is. Now, I know this sounds quite different because you've got to understand that the elite don't think like we think. There will be no shortage of food and water. Now, I've got to clarify this. Please, you will not be able to buy it. I mean, this is... The methodology of the elite are so astounding. The grocery store shelves will be full in 2010, in 2011, 2012, but you're going to go hungry. And the elite already have it planned to do things in the exact opposite way than what the average person is thinking. And please, don't be offended at me now today. I'm just trying to tell you what this man told me that is so important to you. He said, I'm going to read it verbatim. I wrote it down as he was saying it. You will lose 30 to 50% of the value of your money in the next 12 months' time. And he said, in our new world order plan, if the strawberries all freeze out in Florida, we merely bring them in from other country. If everything in the citrus crop in California fails this year, we merely bring it in from somewhere else. There's not going to be any shortage on the grocery store shelves whatsoever. You see, there are some encouraging notes in this whole thing in talking with these people, even though there are many negative notes. He went on to say the reason that you'll go hungry is because you're going to lose 30 to 50% of the value of your currency in the next 12 months' time. It's already planned. They're going to do it by a number of methods, which he mentioned.
Stay there. We got to go to break. We're going to come back and go through point one, and there's five or six big key points that he brought up to you. People laughed at Lindsay when we had $60, $40 a barrel oil and went up to $150, exactly as he said. This is directly from a former oil company CEO. We'll be right back.
Great news for pure water lovers. The Big Berkey water filter is available once again. And stay tuned to hear about a valuable offer from Berkey Water Filters. Choosing the right water purification system can be a daunting task. That's why BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com shows you a cost and benefit comparison. The Berkey water filter is economical with a single set of filters that can last for 5 to 10 years. Berkey water filters are healthy and far superior to other filtration systems. They remove harmful pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy chemicals like chlorine. And Berkey water filter systems are powerful enough to purify both treated and untreated water, like stagnant ponds. Get the gold standard in water filters at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. For a limited time, choose a free shower filter, fluoride filters, or two Sport Berkey bottles with every system purchase. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Details at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Look at your young men fighting. Look at your women crying.
All right, going back to Pastor Lindsey Williams, who worked in the oil fields and was invited in to the board meetings with these top oil executives, and who wrote several best-selling books on the subject, is in contact with one key individual who's very close to death's doorstep, whistling past the cemetery. So he's just bragging about all the things they're doing, and it meshes very accurately with our sources inside Bilderberg Group. And what Lindsey's talked about has come true over and over again. Unfortunately, we wish this information was not accurate. Okay, you were going into the dollar losing 30 to 50% in the next 12 months. Continue.
Alex, I must give God all the glory at this point and state that by the providence of God is the only reason I'm on your show today, and by the providence of God is the only reason that I, a little insignificant unknown missionary out in the bush of Alaska, was allowed to sit on the board meetings of the elite of the world for a 3-year period. Therefore, what you hear today, it will happen. Folks out there in the listening audience, please believe me.
At least as far as this elitist believes. I mean, things might, but go ahead. Start breaking it down.
Yeah, let's break it down 30 to 50%. He said you're going to lose in the value of your currency in the next 12 months. That means that they literally are going to go into your bank account and withdraw. He said it'll be the bottom, the very least that you're going to lose is 30% of the purchasing power of your currency, the Federal Reserve note. He said you probably will lose 50%, and this is within 12 months, 2010, people. I'm giving you what's going to happen this year. Back, as you remember, about 4 or 5 months ago, we talked about a 2-year timeline that they have. I'm talking about today, 12-month period, you will lose probably 50%. That means they're going into your bank account, your savings account, your IRA, and by the methods that they have planned, they will literally withdraw 50% of the purchasing power of your currency. Therefore, as I said a moment ago, there will be plenty of food and water on the grocery store shelves, but you will not be able to buy it. Okay, let's go to the next item, crude oil. I know all of you want to know where the price of gasoline is going, but I've got to explain it the way that he put it. And he talked about this in depth on yesterday on the phone, by the way, please, the listening audience. On Wednesday, yesterday, the 24th, I was on the phone with this gentleman. He said, crude oil prices, as you remember, they went down from 147 to 50. They've come back up now. And I said to him on the phone, I almost called his name, I said to him on the phone, it's back up to about between $70 and $80 a barrel. I said, where is it going? These people have a way of being sarcastic. And he said in a very sarcastic manner, he said, no, Chaplain, the price of crude oil is not $80 a barrel. It's $50 a barrel. How do you refute a man who is one of them? You don't just outright blurt out and say something to him. I said, would you please explain?
Let me stop you. It was in yesterday's news that crude oil is actually lower, but we're paying $3 a gallon on average so that they're scamming us. Go ahead.
Yeah, and the way he explained it is, he said, Chaplain, crude oil prices are still exactly where I told you they were going to go. He said, I told you they were going to $50 a barrel. He said, that's in relation. Now, folks, please try to think in terms of the elite here. He said that is in terms of the purchasing power of the dollar at the time that I told you it was going to happen. He said 6 months ago, the purchasing power of the dollar was $50 a barrel. That's what they were getting. But he said, yet it takes Saudi Arabia $80 a barrel to maintain their infrastructure. He said they're losing money every day. And it's all, here's a prediction. Folks, watch it. You saw Dubai go down. It was over the Thanksgiving holidays. They said $80 billion worth of securities. They said we can't pay on them. Here's the prediction. You are going to see one OPEC oil-producing country after the other default on their obligations.
Stay there. The World Bank. Got a break. Fourth hour coming up, 70 seconds away.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
What's your home worth? How can you compare local real estate agents? And how do you get MLS listings for the entire country?
If you're thinking of buying a home to take advantage of a tax credit or selling your house, you first need to see an incredible website called HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com will help you find a realtor to buy or sell a home. It's so easy, and best of all, it's free. At HomeGain.com, you can compare realtors anonymously, receive customized proposals, see consumer reviews, then select the best realtor for you. Go to HomeGain.com and get an instant home value estimate, view comparable homes, and check out street views. HomeGain.com has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and contains a wealth of information, like their home improvement tool that helps you determine which home improvements to make to increase your home's value. See the top 12 home improvements right now at HomeGain.com. That's HomeGain.com. Look for Max, the orange home gain gorilla, to help you find a realtor or with any other real estate needs you might have at HomeGain.com, your real estate connection.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, Lindsey Williams talking to this former top five oil company CEO executive, giving us staggeringly accurate information in the past. He is our guest. Your calls are coming up at the 20 after, 1-800-259-9231, specifically for Lindsey Williams. I've got some other news I'm going to be smattering into this hour on other subjects as well. French husbands may be tagged BBC. Men seen as likely to be violent towards their wives could be forced to wear an electronic tag under law being debated by the French Parliament. See, guilty until proven innocent. Everyone must be tagged. Men who've never even been in trouble. Just England. You have to have cameras in your home when you have a new child the first few months to make sure you're not an abuser. Going back to Lindsey Williams. See, we're talking about OPEC country after OPEC country going belly up. We see Western European countries going belly up. And it even comes out in the mainstream news. The big central banks that own the oil companies are engineering this by design. They're not even hiding it. And Gordon Brown says out of this crisis, Herman Van Rompuy just said it again yesterday, head of the EU, they will set up world government. Paul Watson has an article about this today at prisonplanet.com. Continue, sir, breaking down the predictions.
This is all planned. Every bit of it has already been decided behind closed doors. You are not going to change it. You may as well adjust your lifestyle according to it. And the only thing that is going to alter this is divine intervention, which I don't see at this point. But if it did, it'd probably be our only hope. Now, I'm giving you some signs today. I hope you're writing these down. Please take a pencil and a piece of paper and write this one down. Here is the first one that this gentleman gave me. Watch crude oil prices, and you will know the progression of the elite. Now, let me try to explain. Because he had just sarcastically said to me, no, Chaplain, the price of crude oil is not $80 a barrel. It's $50 a barrel. And I said, please try to explain. Alex, you know, I am so glad that you have had Dr. Stan Monteith on your program. And I'm so glad that he verified to you that he actually talked with this individual back about 5 to 6 years ago before I was no longer allowed to give out any names.
No, I know. He does that. I mean, Dr. Monteith really ferrets things. He's always checking up on me to make sure. But, yes, I've talked to him. He's talked to the guy. I know his name. But Lindsay, we know this guy's a high-powered guy, and we know he's telling you this, and we know it's turned out accurate in the past. Now, let's continue here. Dollar loses 30 to 50 next 12 months. A whole bunch of big banks in the Middle East go under. OPEC countries go under. Did he give you the order of this? I mean, read your notes to us.
Yes, here it is. Watch crude oil. Now, this is it. This is a sign that was given to me, and you watch it. And please understand the depth of this. Watch crude oil prices, and you will know the progression of the elite. And here's the way he explained it. He said, yes, we are going to allow the OPEC oil-producing countries of the world to have in purchasing power related to the deterioration of the American dollar. Please notice my word. I'm wording. I'm doing it very carefully, trying to, so I get it exactly like he said it. Watch the deterioration of the dollar. And they will allow the OPEC oil-producing countries of the world to have $50 in purchasing power as related to the American dollar 6 months ago when he told me that they were going to keep it at $50 a barrel. And then he said to me, he said, Chaplain, whether the world likes it or not, gasoline is still priced in dollars. Now, Alex, you will remember that they tried to put together a basket of currencies and to begin to trade oil in. They were not successful in accomplishing it. And this gentleman said to me, he said, Chaplain, whether they like it or not, oil is still priced in dollars. And he said, we are going to give the OPEC oil-producing countries of the world the purchasing power of $50. Now, that means then if you see the price of crude oil go to $70 or $80 a barrel, you know the progression of the deterioration of the American dollar in accordance with what the elite are doing at that particular time.
Well, of course, as gold and oil go up, you know they're killing the dollar.
Yes, you see gold go up. Gold didn't go up in price. No, the thing that went down in value was the purchasing power of the dollar.
All right, stay there. Got to break again. Let's go into Israel, not Hamas, is responsible. What does that mean? Afghanistan, Pakistan, and Yemen is a distraction. Everything he told you on the other side, we're going to race through it and then take phone calls so callers can get their questions in and get different perspectives from you from different angles. Lindsay Williams is our guest. We'll also tell you about his videos and books coming up.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number 1. New climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2. Our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true.
Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't! Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now, get out of debt, and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 888-352-7726. That's 888-352-7726. 888-352-7726.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Lindsey Williams is our guest. This is key information. We're going over what this high-level elite has told him the globalists are planning in the next 12 months into early 2011, but starting now. Okay, Lindsey, let's continue now. Did he say specifically what countries in the OPEC nations were going to go down first?
He did not. He merely said, watch it. And you're going to see the same thing happen that you saw happen with Dubai, because they will not be able to meet their obligations merely because they are receiving less than what is necessary for them to take care of their infrastructure.
And Venezuela is almost going bankrupt. And you said 2 years ago they were going to do this to really cause them problems. Continue.
Well, I have to relate back to this, Alex, but bear with me here for a second. You'll remember back about a year and a half ago when I was on your show, and at the same time, you had on that particular day a man who was going to give you a market report. And I made the statement that the price of crude oil was going down $50 a barrel. He didn't say anything. And then whenever I said that the price of, the reason they were going to do this, I'd been told, was to bankrupt the OPEC oil producing countries of the world. I guess he couldn't hold himself any longer, and he snickered and chuckled over the air and said, Chaplain, that can't be. Well, it took place exactly as this man had told me it was going to happen.
Yeah, let's be specific. When it was $50 a barrel, he said it would go to $150 the next year. That happened. Then you said they're going to drive it down to $50. That he told you to bankrupt the OPEC nations, and now that's happening.
Yes, it's happening exactly like he said. Now he said, watch the price of gasoline at the gas pump. And, folks, this is what you need to prepare for the next 12 months' time, is because related to the depreciation of the American dollar, which they already have it planned to withdraw the value of the American dollar's purchasing power by 30 to 50%, more like a 50%, that means that if the OPEC oil-producing countries still receive only $50 a barrel for their oil and purchasing power of the American dollar, you are going to be paying at the gas pump more than likely 50% more than what you're paying right now within the next 12 months' time.
All right, continuing, what's going on with Israel? What did he tell you about war?
I was amazed. I'm going to go into something even more startling than that first, if I may, Alex. And you stop me if I say something that you know might be a little bit too much. I was amazed at this man. He knew it all the time. He said Israel sent that Mossad into other countries outside of Israel. They had forged passports. Everything was secretive, and they went after some leaders of Hamas and assassinated them. And You know, when this man was telling me this, I was sitting here almost with my mouth open saying, wait a minute, I didn't ask him this. I said, you knew about this before it happened. He did. He knew every bit of this was going to happen. Listen, folks, I say this for this reason. I'm not going to go into this anymore because this could really get me in trouble. But every single thing that you are hearing this individual talk about.
Lindsay, I understand that. Listen, go ahead and spill it all. I mean, tell us, what did he say about the Israeli hit squads? That's in the news now. What did he say?
Yeah, well, Israel did it. And they did it with forged passports from the Mossad, their secretive organization, and they went in and got their Hamas person. I mean, can we not even get a man in Afghanistan, the America, as big as we are? We can't even take care of some.
Well, specifically, though, I mean, why was he telling you this? Was this just a side issue?
It was just kind of a side issue, as if to say, hey, I knew about it all the time.
Okay, well, go through the rest of your notes. I mean, what else did he say we should know?
Okay, let's go into Afghanistan, Pakistan, and Yemen, because this is very important. Afghanistan, Pakistan, Yemen, I said, what should we look at there? What should we consider? And these are his exact words. He said, it's nothing but saber rattling. He said, don't pay any attention to it. Then we went into why this is even out there right now. Folks, please understand, Afghanistan produces 87% of the world's opium crop in any given year. That means that more than 90% of the heroin in Great Britain and the world comes from Afghanistan, and banks in the world banks now, not just American banks all over the world, in transfer of funds from the opium trade alone in any given day, transfer more money than any other one product on the face of this earth, and that means that they're making literally billions of dollars off of opium trade transfer of funds. And really, when we went into Afghanistan, we didn't do anything in the world but go in there to protect the bankers' interests. And then one of the biggest pipelines in the world goes across Afghanistan. Now do you wonder why we're in Afghanistan?
What did he say? So he was telling you this. Lindsay Williams, what did he say this was a distraction from?
He said this was a distraction from some major issues, whatever they wanted to be at that particular time. He didn't mention the distraction, but it definitely distracted.
Did he say anything about Iran? Did he say anything about Iran?
Oh, positively. I mean, he's very firm about Iran. He said there is not going to be any war with Iran right now. He said, Chaplain, don't be concerned about it. Sleep well at night. Those are my words. Those are not his. You don't have to be worried about it. It'll be a year to a year and a half before there is war with Iran. Now, folks, you've got to remember.
Wait a minute. He said they are. Hold on. He said they are going to attack in a year and a half?
He said there will be more in the Middle East somewhere a little after a year and a half from now. But he said, we don't want war with Iran right now. And he said the only way that war with Iran right now is going to take place if Israel starts it. He was very firm about this.
So that would be right before a year and a half would be going into the election. They may start a war then.
Oh, it very well could take place. In fact, he said positively war is planned. I mean, there's no question, but they're on the drawing board.
Lindsay, millions of people are listening. Tell us what else on your notes he said is going to happen in the next year.
Well, he said, first of all, there's going to be some major upsets in the elections. Of course, that's nothing new. You all knew that. I've got to go to Dubai and Dubai World. He spent a lengthy period of time in the course of our conversation on the derivatives. And, oh, my goodness, very few people even know what a derivative is. I know you've covered it on your program, but the average American, even some businessmen, don't. He said, Chaplain, distinguish between Dubai City and Dubai World. Because he had told me back a year and a half ago that Dubai City was going to become a ghost town. In fact, Alex, I appeared on your show and made the statement that Dubai City would become a ghost town and that there would be some major problems over there financially. I was laughed at. People thought I was crazy. They said you shouldn't say things like this. Now he comes along and says, Chaplain, distinguish between Dubai City and Dubai World. Now, many of you will remember back about 4 or 5 years ago during the Bush administration, Dubai World, not Dubai City, but Dubai World tried to take over the management of all of our port facilities in America.
Some people over 40 of them.
Said, Congress, you can't do it. Well, he said, Chaplain, Dubai World is the greatest promoter and creator of derivatives in the world today. And he said because of Dubai World's default on $80 billion back over the Thanksgiving holidays, he said it has jeopardized the entire world's banking system, and the average person has not the slightest idea how close to default the whole world's banking system is because of Dubai World, whose tentacles literally reach into every nation on the face of this earth with all of their financial involvements. He said, watch Dubai World, and he said, you're going to see some major things. Then is when he went into the fact that you're going to see some other OPEC oil-producing countries. Now, that includes more than just the Middle East. That includes Nigeria, that includes Mexico, that includes, this brings up a whole different world. And all these countries that are all producing that are a part of the OPEC arm, he said you're going to see one after the other have financial problems do the same thing that Dubai World did, Alex.
And let me add this. This is a PrisonPlanet.com headline right now, and it quotes mainstream news articles. Prominent investor, pound could collapse within weeks. British currency is on the brink, according to billionaire financier Jim Rogers. And we know it's even coming out in the European Parliament that Goldman Sachs, JP Morgan Chase, and others are engineering this total global meltdown. They robbed us so they'd be flush in cash a year and a half ago with the banker bailout. Now they're moving into phase two. Did he talk about about the bankers and where we go after a year?
He only talked about the fact that, everything really revolves around crude oil. It's the standard currency of the world. And whenever crude oil prices go to and stay about where they're doing right now, between $70 and $80, which is $50 worth of purchasing power, but yet it takes Saudi Arabia $80 in purchasing power of the American dollar to even be able to maintain their infrastructure, what he's basically saying is this whole thing is going to collapse like a dominoes. And he said, you just be ready for the fact that one after the other are going to bite the dust, as Dubai World did. So basically everything that you've been saying on your program is exactly what's taking place. Now, let me go into the next item. He went into health care, and I think it's probably because of the fact that he's 87 years of age that he did this. But I'll just make his statement. I wish he had elaborated more. He said, the health care bill is not a health care bill. I mean, I was amazed. I'm still sitting here dumbfounded. He said, the health care bill is total government takeover. And I said, what do you mean? He said, read the fine print. And I said, what do you mean? And he said, the health care bill, basically, in a nutshell, is gun confiscation, is euthanasia, is electronic chip control. There's so much involved in this health care bill. I'm so glad that people are rising up and saying we aren't going to go along with this, Alex.
All right, Lindsay, incredible information. We're going to take calls on the other side of this break. The toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. As Ron Paul, myself, and many others have said, ahead of the globalists and their controlled financial collapse we've been talking about for over a decade, we have to get the word out about how they are behind it and they are the people that need to be brought to justice. If we don't identify them as the enemy to the public, they'll have the collapse and use it to take over instead of the collapse being used to bring them to justice and get our planet back. Stay with us.
For safety, you lock doors, set alarms, buy antivirus software, maybe even have a watchdog. Do you care as much about your air and water? Lock out harmful poisons from entering your body with airandaqua.com. Using purification devices from airandaqua.com allows you to enjoy safety and security with every breath you make and every sip you take. For free shipping on purchases, discounts, and newsletters, visit airandaqua.com or call 866-380-2782. Shop airandaqua.com and purify your life.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. On Placing a Silver Dollar in a Book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com, or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3570.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Money talks, and it sounds just like Jim Cramer.
I'm Cramer. Money talks, and sometimes it shouts when the results speak for themselves.
Investors worldwide follow Jim Cramer's advice on TV, in books, and on websites like TheStreet.com. And whether the market's up, down, or sideways, Jim's always hunting down a bull market. And now you can follow Cramer's portfolio at GetCramer.com.
Okay, here's how it works. Every time I buy or sell, I will email you ahead of time. Did you hear me? Ahead of time! It's like, if you can read, you can read my mind. My portfolio, fueled by my great research, is designed to deliver success. And I'll share it with you at GetCramer.com.
Today, you can sign up for 2 weeks of free access to Cramer's Picks and Portfolio. Just go to GetCramer.com and enter code word VALUE. GetCramer.com. Free today. Go to GetCramer.com. Code word VALUE.
Freedom is just another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing. I mean nothing, honey, if it ain't free. And feeling good was easy.
Lindsey Williams, our guest for the rest of the hour. We appreciate him breaking this here. I have full confidence he's telling us the truth. Dr. Stan Monteith's actually called and talked to this former oil company CEO. We know the info's turned out to be very accurate in the past. I wish it wasn't accurate. Hopefully, if we get the word out about what these people are doing, we can stop this. But I don't know. Let's go ahead and talk to Jim in New York. You're on the air with Pastor Lindsey Williams.
Yes, hi, Alex. This is to Pastor Williams.
Hi, Jim.
Hi, how are you? I don't want to be controversial, but I have a problem with something that you said at the beginning of the show. Alex had asked you about, had you talked about with anybody else about the situation? And it's just not true that you didn't, because I heard you on Dr. Stan over a month ago.
No, that was a separate interview. This is another phone call.
No, it was exactly what he's saying today.
No, he called me, you're not listening. He called me a month ago and said he'd talk to him again, and it was some similar info, but he talked to him again yesterday. Lindsey, you want to comment to this?
That's exactly right, and the information that I received on yesterday, I am backing up some of it with the things that he said a month ago, because in order to understand the things he said yesterday, I have to know what he said.
Yeah, Jim, we went back to 2 years ago and to a year ago, too, and I'm sorry if that got confusing. But, no, I know Lindsey called me a month ago and meant to get him on. It just fell through the cracks. But no, he called us yesterday and talked to him again. I mean, look, Dr. Monteith has talked to this guy. Lindsey, before all this happened years ago, wrote books about it. This guy's name is in there. We're not just saying who his name. Look, Jim, here's my question. Did oil go up to 150 like Lindsey said he said it would? That sounded crazy. It happened. Did it go back down like he said? Now, the guy was wrong about saying that the elite wouldn't let Obama in, and Lindsey's talked about that. Anything else, Jim?
No, Alex. Okay, I appreciate the, you know, maybe I'm misunderstanding this, but it basically what he's saying today is what he said on Montief a month ago. Anybody go to Radio Liberty and listen to it and see the date? It's not
okay,
a problem.
Look at Israel, Hamas, Mossad. All of these things are brand new that he had never mentioned to me before.
No, I understand. Look, Lindsey, I already know you're telling the truth, so that's fine. People sometimes get confused, but I hear what Jim's saying as well, because we're mixing the last 2 years all together here. Let's go ahead now and talk to Ryan in Arizona. Ryan, you're on the air.
Hello, how you doing, Alex?
Good.
Good. I wanted to thank Lindsey Williams, because some of the information that he had mentioned, you know, a couple of years ago about the oil going up, I had talked to some of my friends and family members and, you know, mentioned that I had heard that, and, you know, they didn't believe it, of course, until it actually happened a couple of years ago, and then kind of opened their eyes and let them see that there are things behind the scenes that are going on that a lot of us have no idea about, and we don't get to see it on the news, and most of us don't have insider friends that can give us that kind of information. So I just wanted to thank Lindsey for kind of getting the word out about some stuff like that.
Thank you so much. And by the way, please believe all the other things that Alex is saying on his show day by day, because every bit of this dovetails together in understanding the total program of the elite. So,
well, look, I want to be clear on this. Well, I appreciate that, Ryan. We're going to talk to Malcolm and others here in a moment. But going back to Jim, and I think Jim's a nice guy. I'm not saying, you know, he's wrong or even bad. It's just that Lindsey, everything he wrote in his Energy Non-Crisis 20-something years ago has now come out in Congress, been proven accurate. Where he said the oil was at in massive amounts has come out to be accurate. I've known Lindsey, been interviewing Lindsey for 13 years. I remember interviewing him when I was on one radio station. Might have been 14 years ago. And
yeah,
Lindsey,
sure was, Alex.
I mean, Lindsey's told the truth, and yeah, he's mixing all the different interviews he's or talks he's done together, and he's talked about a lot of new stuff here dealing with Israel and the rest of it. And he is talking to this guy, and Dr. Monteith's called the guy up and talked to him himself, and so I mean, regardless, we know this stuff is coming true and happening, and we can see what Lindsey's talking about in the headlines of the news right now. And Bilderberg Group sources are confirming the same thing. Let's jam in another call here. Let's talk to Malcolm in Texas. Malcolm, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. Hi, Lindsey. How y'all doing?
Good.
Hi, Al. Hi. I just want to say, Lindsey, thank you for doing what you're doing. That takes a lot of guts. My question regards gold and silver seizures possible in the coming years, because it's possible that we're going to have new fiat currencies replace the dollar and maybe other currencies. I think Bob Chapman and Jim
We know
Rogers.
What happened in 33. Anything is possible with these crooks. Lindsey?
Yes, this gentleman did deal with this in a former conversation that we had about a month ago, and he said to me, he said, Chaplin, the currency of the elite is gold and silver. He said, if
stay
it's
there,
tangible,
stay there. We got a break. We got a break. Malcolm, Pastor Williams, stay there. We'll come back to both of you to flesh this out. On the other side, Pastor Lindsey Williams is our guest. My websites are InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com for the latest, most important news. Check them out daily. They're updated about 20 times a piece every day. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633. or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, neighbor. No matter when the time comes to survive on our food supply, every single one of us who have prepared will have two regrets. Even those who haven't wasted a single penny on Christmas, birthdays, and vacations in order to store all the food possible. Even those who have sold stuff and taken on part-time jobs to buy food. Even those who have traded their gold while it will still buy food. Yes, we will have been called stupid, crazy, and foolish. When folks won't be able to afford food and there won't be any food for any amount of money, we will still have two regrets. We will regret that we didn't get more serious about more food sooner. We will deeply regret that we didn't get enough food. Putting off emergency food preparations will be the most dangerous decision that some of us will ever make. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Back to Lindsey Williams here in just a moment and your phone calls to the end of the transmission. But I wanted to tell you about a few of the sponsors that have made today's radio show possible. Before we do that, one of them is MySolarBackup.com. Have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch and get the lights back on? If so, you should check out MySolarBackup.com because there's never been a better time to start getting off the grid and generate your own supply of electricity. Plug-and-play solar generators are available from our wonderful sponsor, Solutions from Science. These portable power systems need no installation and supply household current whenever and whatever way you need it. Producing electricity directly from the sun and storing it in a battery system has a little control unit. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly and emits no fumes. It's like having your own electrical power plant, and it's perfect for your home or your campsite. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. So go to MySolarBackup.com to request the free information package today. That's MySolarBackup.com or 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. And one final sponsor is FrontSight.com, like the front of a rifle sight. FrontSight.com, a lot of great pro-Second Amendment info there, a free newsletter. You know, you can sign up for there for free. They've got 5 days of firearms training waiting for you in Pahrump, Nevada. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight's Firearms Training Institute. Secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. It's incredibly affordable. 2-day, 4-day, 5-day courses. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XT pistol in the caliber of your choice. No drill instructor, tough guy attitude. Check it out today, FrontSight.com. That's FrontSight.com. FrontSight.com. Going back to Lindsey Williams and Malcolm in Texas, what did he tell you about gold and possible confiscation or anything like that?
He has talked about gold at length. And one of the things he said was, it's the currency of the elite. And he said, therefore, it's not going to be bothered. Now, you can take that at face value, I think, in the fact that there's not going to be any confiscation of gold and silver because they aren't going to touch the one thing that they trust And he made it very plain. He said, I'm going to quote his exact words. And Alex, and our caller in, please understand that the only way that I can understand the elite is sometimes to go back to things that these people have said in the past. So you out in the listening audience, don't get upset just merely because I relate to something that this person said in the past. You've got to put all this together as one big jigsaw puzzle.
Sure, sure.
Picture.
Absolutely.
He said, don't trust any financial instrument that is written on paper, whether it be a T-bill, a Federal Reserve note, a retirement account, a bond, even a bond issued by the Treasury.
The derivatives have the derivatives have diseased it all. Thank you, Malcolm. Carl in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, guys.
Yes, sir.
Oh, thank God. Lindsay, I want to thank you. I cannot thank you enough for what... say this before I ask my questions. I even wrote everything out. I believe that out of many documentaries that I've watched in the last year, and I'm talking many, many, that your newest three DVD set that you put out a few months ago is just flat out amazing. Anyone that has not yet viewed this DVD set is doing a disservice to themselves and their loved ones. This is a must watch. And even I found a link that Lindsay or someone else had provided on a particular website that you can actually watch it online or even download a downgraded version of it because he just wants the information out there. Guys,
Carl, I hear you and I appreciate your call. We're going to tell you about the books and DVDs that Lindsay's offering before he leaves us. But expanding on this, Daryl Rundis, almost 2 years ago, whenever you first came on about the $150 a barrel oil, he believed you. He went and bet on it in the markets and told me it was just a ton of money he made. So he wanted to thank you. Daryl Rundis wanted me to thank you for that. So he believed in you enough to bet on what you were doing. I don't know if this elitist you're talking to could ever be wrong or if the elite could change what they're doing, but I know you talked to him. I know this is what they believe is going on. Let's talk to Robert in Texas. Robert, you're on the air. Go ahead.
I'm not going to take up much of your time. I just wanted to let you know, Alex, that I got that Glenn Beck video up on the Funkmaster 5 channel. It's under Beck Betrayed if you want to search for it on YouTube. Beck
Betrayed. Yeah, I watched the video of you calling him. Anything else?
No, that's it. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Robert. Taylor in Oregon, you're on the air with Lindsay Williams. Go ahead.
Oh, hey. I want to express some concerns about Congress's ability to only say no for so long. Within this week's pretty critical information I've been seeing in the media. We got the $85 billion bipartisan draft bill now that, you know, was stalled, $154 bill that was stalled back in December. And then with the whole body scanners stalling in the House of Representatives. And now they want
to censor the Internet, and we can clearly see them gearing up for police state. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, absolutely. And I kind of wanted to get Lindsay's comments on that.
Yeah, clearly worldwide they're setting up a police state knowing people are going to get angry as things implode. Lindsay.
Yeah, this gentleman has let me know in no uncertain terms all of the details that surround all of this. But for him to actually answer a question about the police state, he's never been willing to. But he's given me everything all the way around it. In fact, when he talked about the health care bill, he was talking about the chip that they can put into a hypodermic needle by way of the vaccination they're going to give you. And he said every bit of this is in the health care bill.
That is actually in there. They talk about implantable chips in the bill. Let's talk to Mike in North Carolina. Any questions for Lindsay Williams?
Hey, Alex. I just want to know about the buildup in Yemen. And I want to know if he's heard anything about these rumors of the Stargate down there or anything like that.
Yeah, I would imagine he hadn't heard anything about that, but I appreciate your call. He was saying earlier that the whole Yemen thing is a distraction. Really, to me, it's a civil war down there, and the U.S. and Saudi are in there trying to take control of the situation, also to control the port of Aden. And the U.S. and Israel are talking about taking over the oil-filled areas in southern Iran. Then they would control about a third of the oil on the planet. Lindsay?
Yes. Now, the Strait of Hormuz, as most of you recognize, one supertanker down in the Strait of Hormuz would cut off 40% of the world's oil. And you would see the price of gasoline at the gas pump go to $10 to $12 a gallon overnight. And our military be drastically hindered. So, Alex, I think you've covered it quite well.
Al in Texas, you're on the air with Lindsay Williams. Go ahead.
Yeah, how you doing, Mr. Williams? I had the pleasure of listening to you on Matrix News Network when I lived in Aurora, Illinois. I do live in Conroe, Texas now. And you had touched on the health care bill earlier, and it's interesting that the caller, a few callers behind me or in front of me, had mentioned the RFID chip implanted by needle. I, in fact, was in Larry Gist State Jail in Beaumont, Texas. And interestingly enough, you were forced to have vaccinations and have blood drawn, three vials.
By the way, we're getting reports everywhere of people in jail for unpaid tickets are having blood taken, being injected. They're taking blood from babies at birth illegally. I mean, this is insane.
Yes, sir. And it's very, very odd that now a stud finder picks up something in my left arm where they did pick up the blood, where they did take the blood. And interesting, Mr. Jones, I have just become a listener to your show in the past week. I placed an order through your store. And just in the past few minutes, in fact, and this is no lie, a military helicopter did fly above my house in Conroe, and there is the same white Suburban that has been driving by my house five times in the past 10 minutes.
Well, I appreciate your call, Al, but you wouldn't order it, and then they come fly a helicopter over. There's military helicopters flying around everywhere, and they do have systems that can look right through your walls. That's been in the news, but I mean, I think just completely giving into paranoia is not the way to go. I've got a lot of folks home from work today. Let's go ahead and talk to Nick in Colorado. Nick, you're on the air.
Hey, I just had a question for you and Mr. Williams about the Iran war. Now, you predicted about 3 to 6 months, maybe something like that happening, but Lindsey Williams saying it wouldn't be until about a year.
Lindsey's saying a year and a half, then maybe they may do it. Tarpley thinks it's on the front burner again. Israel's talking about it. It's clearly being debated right now. I don't think the establishment knows what they're going to do at this time yet. Lindsey?
Yeah, so a year and a half ago, you remember that, Jim, that we had our warship sitting over there in the Strait of, in the Gulf, Persian Gulf. We had everything ready, Marines, Air Force, Army, everybody was ready. I was even saying on radio talk shows, we're going to have a confrontation with Iran. This gentleman told me on the phone, you will not have a confrontation with Iran in the next 2 years. I came back on radio shows, all over the country said that, I was laughed at. It's gone by for a year and a half, we still haven't had one. The gentleman now is saying me that the elite have it planned a year and a half from now. That's all I can go on. And they've been right for 35 years, so I'm hoping I can sleep better at night based on the fact of what he said.
All right, Nick, thank you. Joe in North Carolina, next question for Lindsey Williams.
Hey, Alex, this is Joe in North Carolina, man. Good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you.
Hey, quick question. I've been listening to you guys for about a year. And if there were maybe 2 points that you could make to kind of wake me up just a little bit more, what would you say?
Well, if any 2 points would wake you up, I would say number one would be the fact that he said there's not going to be any shortages on the grocery store shelves, but yet you will probably go hungry because you won't have the money to buy it. They will devalue the dollar by 30 to 50% in the next 12 months. Then his comparison with crude oil and the one on Dubai World. Please, those are probably the most important things right now.
All right, Phil, thank you. Let's talk to Michael in Mississippi. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Hey, Pastor William.
Hi, Michael.
I had a question. Yes, sir. The last time, not this last time, Pastor, but the time before that you had talked to this gentleman, you had mentioned in one, it was maybe online on one of the talk shows or maybe on your DVD, but you mentioned specifically something about a connection between specifically 2012, the Mayan calendar, and the elite. And I got the videos and I listened and I never heard anything about that specifically. Could you tell me about that?
You probably have the wrong set of videos because I've received so much material from this man within the past 6 months. We have done two different sets of videos. There are three videos in each one. The latest set probably is the one that I went into that, and basically what he said to me was, he said the dollar will be dead. These are his exact words. The dollar will be dead by 2012. I said that is the same date that the Mayan calendar has some things that will probably be happening, and we went into that more in our latest DVD set, which we'll talk about a little bit later.
Yes, Michael, thank you. Phil in Jersey, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, how you doing? I wanted to know if there was any Achilles heel that he indicated that these people have that might be a way that we could organize and take them down before they take us down.
You sure can, and I am so glad you asked that. Oh, my goodness, thank you so much. When I lived with the elite, I found there's only one thing that scares them to death. That's the masses of people waking up and learning the truth, and that's what Alex Jones is all about. He tells them. He tells it straight. And they are scared to death of you waking up. As a result, I mentioned, I think when I was on Alex Jones' show last, that they have extended their timeline because you gave them $2.5 trillion back in the last 2 months of the Bush administration, and they do not want you to wake up. They're scared to death. In fact, that's the reason that I asked him this. Oh, thank you for bringing this up. I asked him, I said, why are you going to diminish the dollar by 50% this year? He doesn't want you to wake up. He wants you to keep on like frog boiling in the pot, and instead of completely collapsing the dollar overnight, they are not going to do that, by the way. This is a prediction. They are not going to collapse.
Well, that's what the G20 has said.
30-50% in 2012.
The G20 has said publicly coordinated devaluation.
Yes.
Incremental. All right. Thank you. Thank you, Phil. Good question. Richie in Georgia. Richie, you're on the air.
Alex, hey guys, how you doing? God bless you. I just want to appreciate, say we appreciate everything that you've been teaching us, waking us up. And just real quick, I know that the news is happening. There's so much ammunition in their gun that they're shooting at us right now. I've been trying to get in the paper and let them know about the possible assassination attempts and Paul Craig Roberts' interview. You know, I've been relaying that to my local community here. But really wanted to get the word out to the Christians across the nation to form something other than the Tea Party, because the Tea Party's being infiltrated. Is there any way that we could possibly do an interview sometime so that the people would, you know, I'd have some credibility to reach out to those people and us try to, you know, come up with a grassroots movement?
Do an interview where?
Well, I was wondering if maybe we could do that sometime to get the word out to folks.
On what? What type of interview?
Well, you made it a point that the Tea Party is being infiltrated, and I think we need a truly independent movement. And I think if we reach out to all the Christians in the country and all the churches, I feel like I can network with those people and really.
Well listen, I hear you, and I appreciate your call. Look, man, I'm trying to keep my lights on and just run my operation. I'm not all powerful, but just. You don't have to save the world by yourself, sir, and have some big complex thing I'm involved with, and you wake up every church. Try waking up one church. You say, have credibility with them. Make copies of my films. Give them to people. By the way, we've been given an exclusive article. He sent it to us and said, this is directly to you, not even through his syndicated column. Paul Craig Roberts this morning sent it to us, asked us to post it. It's The Road to Armageddon. And it's a key article about 9/11 truth, World War III, and a lot more. Very powerful that Dr. Roberts sent us. It's up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com right now. The Road to Armageddon, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. We're going to break here in a few minutes. We're going to come back with final calls and questions for Lindsey Williams at 1-800-259-9231. Please give him quick questions he can answer in this limited time we have with him. We'll probably have him back soon. Lindsey, you made so many books and DVDs. Before, you'd write a book maybe every 10 years. Or a DVD every, you know, 5-6 years. You're really churning it out because so much is happening now, and this guy's telling you so much. Give people the toll-free number to call and get some of the DVD packages and books.
Alex, we are re-editing. Please notice my wording carefully as a result of what the former caller said. We have re-edited this weekend, and we will have ready to ship to you on Monday morning. Everything that I have been told by this elitist in this conversation on yesterday, I plead with you for the sake of your dinner table and your friends. My DVDs are not copywritten. Copy them, give them out all you can. The number is 888-799-6111. Or go to prophecyclub.com on the web, and you'll see it all listed there. It's called To Seduce a Nation. It is re-edited. We will have it finished by Monday morning, I promise you, if we have to work all weekend
long.
That's
fine. Give folks the number.
Putting on things you've never seen.
Sure. Give people the number.
The number is 888-799-6111, or go to prophecyclub.com on the web, prophecyclub.com, and you'll see it all listed there.
The number one more time for folks that may have missed it.
888-799-6111.
All right.
And if anybody has a financial problem, please, I have told our operators not to turn anybody down. Ask for the economy offer if you're having any financial trouble. I know a lot of people in America are having financial
problems. All right, we got to go to break,
right,
Lindsay. Got to go to break. Final segment calls straight ahead, ladies and gentlemen, here on the GCN Radio Network. We'll be right back. Infowars.com is the website.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Global meltdowns, massive unemployment, endless wars, a new currency crisis, financially and morally bankrupt. A great and terrible storm is approaching. So what's the best way to get ready, to get prepared for hard times ahead? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent patriots who want practical advice on how to survive and prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Off the Grid News is fiercely independent. All about self-reliance and packed with helpful information on survival gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, herbal medicines, privacy and security, as well as God, gold, and guns, with absolutely no apologies. And the best part, this $100 a year service is now free of charge for our listeners. That's right, free for our listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.com. That's offthegridnews.com. You can sign up free at offthegridnews.com. Offthegridnews.com.
Final segment. We have Phil Byrd of the latest information on the birther issues. Devastating info in the second hour today. You can subscribe, of course, to the free podcast. You can also go to Infowars.com and download the free Apple iPhone app. And even if you've already done it or don't have an Apple iPhone, send it to your friends that have iPhones and say, download this link. It's free. They'll see 5 stars. What is it? 300 and something ratings or something now. It's in the top 10 news apps that are free. I mean, nobody, hardly anybody that I've seen has got 5 stars. Great apps have 3. 5 stars, the highest rating, free. Listen to the show. It's got an alarm clock, a bunch of other features, a link to the podcast page, Infowars.com. Lindsay Williams, our guest. Who's up next here, John? Robert in Mississippi. Thanks for holding. You're on the air with Lindsay Williams. Go ahead.
Yes, I'd like to know about renters. I know that in Nazi Germany, that after the war, that you know, the since the cost of food was so high, that rent lowered. What can we expect the price of renting to be? Because there are a lot of people that rent in this country.
Yes, 30 to 50% decline in the purchasing power of the dollar within 12 months. He said it positively will happen. It's already planned. They know how they're going to do it. So that means then that your renting prices are going to have to go up accordingly.
And also, Max Kaiser talks about this. This is a class of slumlord owners. And I mean, you know, big expensive flats, cheap homes, whatever. With everybody, large portions getting turned out of their houses now because of the mortgage problems, you will see the paradox of rent properties going up just from that alone.
And they'll turn around and rent you your house back after they repossess it from you. And you've got to see the portion in our DVD that talks about what do the elite have to gain by all of this in order to understand.
And it's total control. Let's real fast. I'm going to get more calls in. Margie in Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes. Hi, both of y'all. Margie, producer of Freedom Mind Radio. Listen, got a question. Last time Lindsay was on the show, he said that it was probably going to be 2 years so they started shutting down the alternative news or something like that.
Yeah, you were saying they'd go after the media last, but now Obama and others are talking about they took Cryptome down yesterday, just getting rid of websites.
Yes, but I was told that the last thing that will be touched, well, maybe we are in the last phase. I'm not quite sure. But, yeah, I can only go by what the gentleman told me, and he said that one of the last things that will be touched will be the media, such as Alex Jones.
I thought, but mainly he was talking about neocon talk radio, wasn't it? Because you said his quote was, "We like what we're doing with our media, so we don't want to set the precedent."
Yeah, well, they know good and well that if they touch you, Alex, that they're going to have to touch the national media also and start censoring them. Well, they don't want them censored, so they're going to let you alone until the very last.
All right. Marjorie, thank you for that. Tim in Kentucky, last caller. Sorry to the others. Tim, you're on the air.
Thanks for taking my call, Alex. Pastor Williams, my question is, will we see any more stimulus packages being passed this year? Is this how they're going to value the dollar, or did he give you some other type of indication how they're going to do it?
He did not mention stimulus packages, and I didn't think to ask him. And, Alex, if you ever have any questions, Roman, ask us, man. Just pass them on to me. I will. But he did say that they positively have a method of devaluing it 30 to 50% within 2010.
I want you to ask him, as soon as you can, what are they going to do to get the guns out of the people's hands? This isn't like Argentina or Nigeria where most people are disarmed. What is going to happen with a huge armed population? Lindsay, great job. Thanks for your info. Appreciate you bringing it to this show. We'll talk to you again soon. There goes Lindsay Williams. You bet. Thank you, sir. As I said, Phil Berg was an hour into the show. Unbelievable interview. We know that Obama is a foreign citizen. Regardless of the birth certificate, that's coming up. Retransmission, internet streams, Infowars.com, and re-aired on great AM and FMs everywhere. Great job, crew. Now's the time to wake people up about the New World Order. They're ready to listen.
America's number one source for independent
Don't forget the free Apple iPhone.
Over a decade.
Get it out to all your friends and family. All the Apple heads. Get it.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.